To start with some good news and some bad news. The good, a pro-bailout party won the Greek election. The bad, Spain's borrowing costs have risen to a level that is unsustainable. The European debt issue will undoubtedly dominate the summit. Another round of nuclear talks has begun in Moscow between Iran and six world powers. This is NBC News Radio. The United Nations observers pulled out of Syria this weekend, saying it's too dangerous. NBC's Richard Engel is in Cairo.
The opposition is accusing the UN of cowardice and says that since the UN suspended its operations, the Syrian government has only increased its attacks, particularly on the city of Homs.
China has taken an important step toward building its own space station. A Chinese spacecraft carrying three astronauts has docked with an orbiting module where they will spend several days. Rodney King died this weekend in Los Angeles at his home. He was found at the bottom of a swimming pool. Police say it appears to be an accident. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has won his first NASCAR race since 2008, breaking a 143-race winless streak. Webb Simpson has won the U.S. Open. It is his first major title. And Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, is still number one, taking in $35.5 million on its second weekend. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz, NBC News Radio.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low-detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low-detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Hancock.
Greece's election yesterday, which places that country's shaky relationship with the European Union on firmer footing, is being hailed as a small victory for economic stabilization. But as the leaders of the G20 meet in Mexico beginning today, Greece's election is like crossing off one item from a to-do list of 1,000 items. The G20 accounts for almost 90% of global economic activity, and leaders are warning that Greece still has potential to cause economic turmoil, and leaders at today's meeting can do very little about that. European stock markets are holding mild losses after first rising. S&P futures right now, down 2 points. NASDAQ futures, gaining 2. There was a time when all the warnings from cyber experts regarding scams and hackings were about your email inbox. But times are changing. Blue Coat Security Lab has studied web traffic from more than 75 million users, and it finds that web search results have replaced emails as the favorite tool of cyber scammers. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 30 days or less. And we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%. APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. And find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License number.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Trubiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Trubiano.
Welcome, everybody. Pleasure to be with you on this Monday. That's right, Monday, the 18th day of June 2012. Hope you all had a great weekend. We got like plenty of stuff to talk about. Some superstars joining us today. Like, how about former congressman and current co-chair of the Jobs 21 program from the Blue-Green Alliance, Mark Schauer, will be with us at 7 o'clock talking jobs. At 7:35, a real rock star in the progressive world, the communications director of the Democratic National Committee, Brad Woodhouse, will be with us. As I'm sure many of you are aware, Willard's coming to Michigan this evening, tomorrow. And what shall we do about it? Well, let's talk about it, see what we can do about it. We'll talk with Mark Brewer in the 8 o'clock hour, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. I assure you, we have plenty to talk about there. In fact, the entire 8 o'clock hour is almost exclusively dedicated to the vagina monologues. By the way, that actually is going to be, I mean literally, going to be performed on the Capitol steps this evening in Lansing. So if you want to go up there, head up there. My understanding, it starts at 6 o'clock, the vagina monologues, and I believe that State Rep. Lisa Brown, who was with us on Friday, will be participating in the monologue, as well as Barb Byram, State Rep. Barb Byram, and some other actors. They're expecting upwards of 3,000 people. We'll talk about that as well. Chris Savage with Eclectablog has an exclusive interview with Eve Ensler, who is the author and the performer of the vagina monologues. And by the way, somebody said that they were fairly sure that I said vagina more in 1 hour the other day on Friday than I probably have in my entire career on air, that is. And I don't know that that's true. To be honest with you, I'm not saying it's not, but what the heck? It's okay. So we got a lot to get to, especially as it comes to national politics today. I'm enjoying the Republicans trying to figure out how to respond to the gift that President Obama gave the quote-unquote illegal immigrant community. Frankly, it's something should have happened a long time ago. Anyway, let's get this thing going, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about it all.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is invest. And listen, whether you're investing in education, you're investing in information, you're investing in a home, you're investing in stocks, bonds, municipal, blah, 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 blah. Investing is not always financial, as we know. Investing in our future can take on many forms. It can manifest itself in many, many ways. Sometimes we invest in a topic. Sometimes we invest in a cause. I think of Rodney King, who passed away over the weekend. I understand that he drowned, but that has not been 100% confirmed. Rodney King, you'll remember him. He was a key figure in the Los Angeles riots back in 1991. He invested in a message, didn't he? And then he finally found it. It was not easy. See, that's the point, though. Investing in anything is not easy. Even if you've got all the money in the world, like a Mitt Romney, you know, Willard's got a ton of money. Even every now and then, he makes mistakes. And the difference is he's so freaking wealthy now, when he does, it doesn't matter. Which is what takes him one or two or 40 steps away from the common man or woman. Investing, investment. Invest. All of the above is really about making a commitment to something, and then, especially if it's financial, but think about this for a moment. Investing and then letting it mature. Letting it happen, letting it germinate. That's the most difficult part. That is the most difficult part. Anybody that's ever done it knows that I'm speaking truth to power on that one. Oh, lots to get to today, so why don't we just invest in the next 3 hours, and that is today's first word. We turn our attention now to Mr. Jeff Radford. Decent weekend for the Detroit Tigers. Now, I got to tell you, Jeff, before we, and when we're going to talk about the Tigers a bit, already the local media is saying, well, it looks like they turned the corner. So I don't know that I'm ready to stake that claim yet, but I'm happy that they had a good weekend.
Yeah, I'm happy I invested my time in the game yesterday.
How about Friday night?
Well, whatever. I invested most of my night that night. I did not invest my time in the 10th inning, though, so.
Thank God, huh?
I woke up the next morning, I was like, what the? Are you kidding me?
Well, at one point, I stepped into my office, and because the Free Press, you know, live blogs the game, they were tied 4-4 in the 10th inning, and then I came back just 20 minutes later, and it said 12-4, and I went, huh? But it was real.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
Anyway, but let's not make less of what was a pretty solid weekend of baseball.
Two solid pitching performances by first Pfister and then Scherzer yesterday. And I know, you know, the big thing is this, you know, how do you spin it? But yesterday, Scherzer pitched well. And even though they didn't have Tulowitzki, they didn't have Cargill, they didn't have Helton in the lineup, and yet he did what he was supposed to do. I mean, what more can he do? You know, so and that's the people are saying, well, they turned the corner. You can say slow down, but at the same time, don't discount it completely. You did what you were supposed to do. Took 2 out of 3 against 3 teams in the National League. What other than sweep them all, like the Yankees have been doing, I guess, what more can you ask for? So you did what you were supposed to do. You beat teams that you were supposed to beat.
Right, and again, I'm pleased with that. You know, I understand you've prepared a little 60-second montage of the K's, Max Scherzer's K's yesterday.
MLB.com did it, so I thought it was outstanding.
Let's listen.
And again, the 1-2, swing and a miss. This time, Laird will throw down to first to complete the strikeout. The 1-2 pitch. And he got him. Strike 3. Giambi didn't like it. And he got him. Strike 3. 3 strikeouts for Max. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. It didn't take long. Scherzer picks up his 4th strikeout. Fowler punches out for the 2nd time. Swing and a miss. And he finally takes care of him. Swing and a miss. Scherzer another strikeout. That's 3 in a row now and 6 for the game. And he got another one. But that drive piece has been real good too. Swing and a miss. It's been a tough day for Dexter Fowler. He fans for the 3rd time. 8 strikeouts for Max. Swing and a miss, and Scherzer picks up strikeout number 9. And he got him. Strike 3. Dexter appears to be back on track. It's another strikeout for Max. This is a good sign from Scherzer, who has just recorded his 11th strikeout. Here's the 0-2. Got him! Strike 3 in the outer edge. Young doesn't like it. And Scherzer has strikeout number 12.
My favorite. And so-and-so doesn't like it. Well, whoever, who does like?
And he's completely happy that Scherzer was the one to strike him out again.
And the Oh, that's great. Well, didn't he have, I know he had 15 strikeouts. I just don't know if it was his last outing or the outing before.
No, it was a couple weeks. It's always on Sunday, and it was when they were playing the Pirates. And I think, you know, if there's a Sunday game against the National League, you bump whoever it is and put Scherzer as your starter.
Okay. Yeah, if you're going to get this kind of result every time, absolutely.
And you know, I said it before, they didn't have Tulowitzki, they didn't have Cargo, and they didn't have Helton. Those are three of their better hitters, but Dexter Fowler has been on a tear the last couple of weeks. One of the hottest hitters in Major League Baseball, and yet he fanned three times. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. I think Scherzer did an excellent job yesterday.
Well, we do see that the Tigers are slowly creeping. I think there are three games out, might be four, but three games out of first place as we open another week. So good for them. They're certainly playing better baseball. Now, I got to be honest with you, Jeff. They're still not scoring enough runs, but they're scoring enough runs to win two out of three. So I'll go with it. I'd still like some to see them have a series of monster games where they're scoring 7, 8, 10, 12 runs.
Well, and yesterday they were going against, I think, you know, Jeremy Guthrie is a quality pitcher, but his ERA this year, 7, it doesn't sound like he's been doing so well. So, again, take it for what it's worth. But didn't you like seeing Austin leading off and then Barry back-to-back? I like I said, I still think you keep Barry in the lineup event, you know, at times. And I'd like to see him go ninth, Jackson first, and then, you know, Dirk second. So you get those three right in a row. They just wreak havoc, and Barry had himself an excellent day yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I again, you know, give him credit where credit's due. And especially after a very disappointing Friday night. You don't expect to see that happen. And you've got an extra stanza going on. You don't expect to see a team getting spanked the way the Tigers did. But they rebound nicely and have a good weekend, a good respectable weekend. Pitching was good. Defense was okay. Offense was enough to get us two victories as we head into, again, another week. What is going to be a very hot week. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Lots to get to on their side. My good friend Tom from Detroit, who many of you who listen this early, is on vacation this week. I'm not saying where he's going, but he sent me an email yesterday, and I'm a little jealous. That's all I'm going to say. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. On Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. A quick break here. A lot to get to on the other side. Stay with us. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
United States of America, Barack Obama.
Do you know him?
I've met him, but we're not friends.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we got some good news. They cleared that accident on the Lodge northbound at 7 Mile. We're still watching those railroad crossing signals that are malfunctioning with one rail gate down, but no train in sight. That's on 8 Mile Road westbound at Grosbeck Highway. Also, construction is blocking the lane in each direction on John R. between East Maple and East Wattles Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Elizabeth Weidner joins us now.
The founders of our nation who wrote the Constitution specifically gave the federal government the power to speak with one voice for our nation with respect to immigration and foreign affairs. And so the Solicitor General, Don Verrilli, made this argument to the court yesterday saying, look, you know, the way that we treat non-citizens and nationals of other countries within our borders is a serious matter that has foreign affairs implications that affects everyone in the United States. So what Arizona or Alabama or Utah chooses to do in harassing people in its state so much so that they, as Arizona puts it, self-deport, that has implications for the country as a whole. And that's why individual states should not be setting immigration policy like Arizona.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Hello, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Hope that you all had a great week on weekend. Hope all the dads out there had a nice Father's Day. Weather was a little bit hinky yesterday. Of course, we got that afternoon rain, but it didn't happen everywhere. So in some parts of the area, it was maybe a little nicer than others. We got a downpour. I mean, it came down in buckets. But didn't last forever, no question about it. It was just one of those weird days where I needed more sunshine. Got some of that on Saturday, but anyway, it was just an odd day, and I spent way too much time in the office this weekend in anticipation of being away for about a day and a half this week. And then Jeff, as I was telling you before the show started, Ed Schultz people reached out to me late last night. I was in bed when I got the email asking me to fill in for Ed today and tomorrow, which unfortunately I cannot do. I need a little bit more advance notice than that. Of course, I'm traveling after the show tomorrow, going up to Black Lake to a political conference that the UAW, some kind of educational conference going on all week. Upwards of 500 dedicated union men and women learning everything from how to do collective bargaining to how to get engaged in the political realm. So it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic conference, and looking forward to that. Really wish I would have had a little extra time, a little extra heads-up time with the Ed Schultz folks, but being that I'll be traveling tomorrow, I wouldn't have been able to do tomorrow anyway. So it is what it is. I do appreciate them thinking of me, though.
Everybody trying to get themselves some Tony T.
Well, you know, we
that Black Lake sounds like it's going to be really cool.
You ever been up there?
I have not, but I actually talked to my dad over the weekend about it, and he didn't ever go while he was working, but he obviously, friends of his were more involved in the they were higher ups in the union management or whatever. So his friends would always go and tell him what went on, and I think what they do is a very cool thing. You know, like you said, they got these conferences where they're trying to inform and educate their members. And they also let them have a little fun as well. So that's an incentive to go up there. They have to go to a couple of classes, take notes, learn what's going on, educate friends and family and union members. But they also get to spend some time up there as well.
Yes, I will. And not that they wouldn't allow me to do this. I'm not going to be able to take advantage of it. But they actually have a gym there. You can work out. They have an Olympic sized swimming pool there. They have a lake, of course. Part of this complex is a championship golf course, which of course I will not be experiencing either. But if you just Google Black Lake UAW, you'll find the website, Jeff, and it's just really that's a beautiful educational center. And Walter Reuther, who is one of my labor heroes, had a vision many, many decades ago that they would put together this learning center, which is what they did. And it's beautiful. It truly is beautiful. I was up there one other time and looking forward to spending, although it won't be a lot of time there, I'm spending about a day there, all told, and looking forward to that, very much so. In the meantime, we got stuff to do here today, and I do want to talk a little bit about the announcement that the president made on Friday that he was going to give some people that are currently illegal immigrants a path to legalization, to be in this country on a legal basis. Now, not a path to citizenship. This has been quite a controversy over the weekend. I'm actually enjoying, maybe in a very wrong way, but I'm actually enjoying watching the Republicans squirm on this issue because, as most of you are probably aware, there's something called the DREAM Act. The DREAM Act would have done what the president is actually allowing. I was going to say not proposing because he's not proposing it. He's doing it. It's just one part of what would have been a much larger picture. Unfortunately, the Republicans didn't want to have the conversation, certainly didn't want to have the vote, and now they're crying foul. But let's start off with a little audio. Now, I got to tell you, going into this, and there was one instance that I can remember of somebody interrupting George W. Bush during a press conference once. And I could be wrong, but I do kind of vaguely remember it happening one time.
Are you talking about the shoe throwing incident?
No. That was actually in the Middle East. And hey, I'm not gonna, you know, I got enough trouble handling our own press here. We can't handle the press.
That was the only thing I could think of when I was trying to rack my brain.
I just vaguely, and I would have to, you know, maybe I'll Google it while we're playing some audio. But let's go to the president being heckled by a quote unquote news source. How the hell they got credentials is beyond me to begin with. Go ahead and play that audio.
It is the right thing to do. Excuse me, sir. It's not time for questions, sir. Not while I'm speaking. Precisely because this is temporary, Congress needs to act. There's still time for Congress to pass the DREAM Act this year because these kids deserve to plan their lives in more than two-year increments. And the answer to your question, sir, and the next time I prefer you let me finish my statements before you ask that question, is this is the right thing to do for the American people. Babe, I didn't ask for an argument. I'm answering your question. It is the right thing to do for the American people, and here's why. Here's the reason. Because these young people are going to make extraordinary contributions and are already making contributions to our society. I've got a young person who is serving in our military, protecting us, and our freedom, the notion that in some ways we would treat them as expendable, makes no sense. If there's a young person here who has grown up here and wants to contribute to this society, wants to maybe start a business that will create jobs for other folks who are looking for work, that's the right thing to do.
Now, the person that was being rude, the quote-unquote journalist that was being rude, a guy by the name of Neil Monroe, who's a reporter for the conservative website The Daily Caller, which sounds like an escort service, just saying. Hi, Daily Caller, I'm looking for a blonde. Anyway, Neil Monroe, extremely rude. This goes back to just an overall disrespect for the president. Neil Monroe's boss is at the Daily Caller. One person you should know, Tucker Carlson. He's the guy that John Stewart called a dick. on national television. Anyway, Tucker Carlson's the editor-in-chief, and he supports Neil Monroe by saying, I don't remember Diane Sawyer scolding her colleague Sam Donaldson for holding President Reagan, for heckling President Reagan. I don't remember Sam Donaldson heckling President Reagan, but I'm sure it happened. And she shouldn't have. A reporter's job is to ask questions and get answers. Our job is to find out what the federal government is up to. Politicians often don't want to tell us. A good reporter gets the story. We're proud of Neil Monroe. They're proud of him for being rude. There was a time for Q&A, but Neil Monroe, well, not good enough for him. Oh, we're not done. We're going to talk about this on the other side. I just have to get to the break. We're going to take it right here, 888-552-3595. First of all, I'm proud of the president. Immigration, a path to legalization. Finally, someone showing leadership. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Let's check out 94 eastbound just before Connor, where you have a disabled vehicle that's blocking your left lane. Don't forget about on 8 Mile Road westbound at Grosbeck. You got those malfunctioning railroad crossing signals where one gate is down but no train in sight, but still want to use some caution in that area. And 12 Mile Road will be closed due to road construction at Coolidge Highway. That starts today. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Joining me now is Madeline Kunin.
You know, I had no clue that we would be talking about contraception in 2012. That takes us back to the 1930s or 40s, you know, when Margaret Sanger, who started the birth control movement, was arrested for opening a clinic. You know, progress is not necessarily a straight line upward.
On 1310 WDTW.
There must be some sort of greed gene that prompts compulsive outbreaks of financial graspiness by giant bankers. How else to explain the chronic gouges, excesses, and scandals that we're getting from this one small grouping of humans? Their latest reach is into the pockets of low and modest income college students who need federal student aid to help with today's ever-growing education costs. For decades, this financial assistance has come in the form of simple checks written to the students by the aid program or administered directly by the schools. But of course, this straightforward simplicity begged the obvious question. How can Wall Street grab a chunk of this student education money? I know, cried the greed gene from deep inside a particularly inventive banker. Debit cards! Rather than disbursing the aid by checks, get universities to let a bank issue debit cards for students to use to withdraw their aid funds electronically. What a nice service. But wait, these are bankers. They don't do nice, at least not for free. Sure enough, the campus debit cards, cheerily emblazoned with each school's logo, have hooked more than 9 million needy students to an insidious fee system, ranging from 50 cents per swipe to a $10 inactivity fee. Yes, a fee for not using the card frequently enough. Some 900 campuses have signed card deals with such outfits as Wells Fargo and Higher One. These high-flying financiers grin from ear to ear as they line their pockets with tens of millions of dollars a year that they siphon from the public fund meant to extend America's educational opportunities. This is Jim Hightower saying, for information, including action tips, get a new report called The Campus Debit Card Trap by the U.S. PIRG Education Fund. Go to uspirgedfund.org. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. Talking about the heckler, the president's heckler, then we're going to talk more specifically about the president's gift to those in the quote-unquote illegal community. The Daily Caller. I mean, it really does sound like an escort service, doesn't it? Just saying. Neil Patel is the publisher of the Daily Caller. He said the president today announced a very controversial policy and does not want to answer tough questions about it. Neil Monroe is a veteran Washington reporter who today tried his best to time his questions to be the first as the president was wrapping up his remarks. He in no way meant to heckle the president of the United States. And is anybody buying that? Anybody? Anybody? Show of hands, please. Yeah, I didn't think so. God. Conservative media don't feel that they have to, and we're gonna get to some conservative media here in just a minute. They don't feel like they have to answer to anybody. That's for certain. All right, let's talk a little bit about what the president is proposing. The president is proposing basically that if you are working here, you've got a job, you basically should be given a work permit and be allowed to stay. It's that simple. Republicans are spinning this as if it's illegal, as if it's somehow shocking, as if it's just a political ploy to get votes. But here's the problem. He's not giving them a path to citizenship. He's giving them a path to staying in this country legally. Nothing in that has anything to do with being able to vote. But again, why ignore the obvious when you can have it your way? All right. MSNBC, not MSNBC, John McCain was on Meet the Press yesterday on NBC and had the following to say about the president's immigration speech.
Well, the thing that may disturb people after the initial euphoria is over about this is that the president of the United States is now dictating that certain laws will not be enforced. That is a rather serious step. It's one thing to say you're not going to challenge a law in court or something like that, but I don't recall a time when any president has basically said we're not going to enforce a law that's on the books.
Will the decision stand in your judgment?
Well, it would have to be challenged in court.
About legislatively? Will you try to do anything?
I don't think that with the agenda that we have, but also the fact is that Marco Rubio and others have been working on an Dream Act. If the president were really serious, maybe he would call him and some of us who have been involved in this issue. I'd remind you that in 2008, the president committed to comprehensive immigration reform. He had overwhelming majorities in both houses of Congress. Nothing was done. No proposal was made. I was asked.
But you've been for comprehensive immigration reform for a long time. You worked with Ted Kennedy. Yep. You worked with President Bush. I mean, mm-hmm. The Republican Party moved to the right on this issue and made that impossible. You can't lay that at President Obama, can you?
Well, I can if you have 60 votes in the United States Senate, an overwhelming majority in the House for the first 2 years of your presidency, no matter what the position of the Republican Party was. So
let's ignore Senator McCain, how the Republican Party filibustered every freaking thing this president wanted. The only thing that he could accomplish was health care reform, and it wasn't even, I mean, didn't even really look like what he wanted it to look like when it was all said and done. Now, the Affordable Care Act is helping and saving billions of dollars, not that the Republicans will ever admit to that. You know, why deal with the truth? But Senator McCain, don't talk about super majorities and ignore what happened, because what happened was everything that was brought up was filibustered by the Republican Senate. Maybe Senator McCain should be our Republican asshat of the day, but it's a little too early for that, so we'll hold off for now. Pundit and conservative pundit Charles Krauthammer goes on to say that even though the president talked about the legality of this, even though he had his own spinmeisters out, that is the president talking about the legality of what he was doing. Oh, again, nothing's going to stand in the way of a good story for the conservative media. Charles Krauthammer had this to say.
Beyond the pandering, beyond the politics, beyond the process, is simple constitutional decency. This is out-and-out lawlessness. We had a, you had a clip of the president himself saying months ago, I cannot do this on my own because there are laws on the books. Well, I have news for the president. The laws remain on the books. They haven't changed. He proposed the DREAM Act, of which this executive order is a variation. He proposed the DREAM Act. The Congress said no. The Congress is the one who makes the laws. What the administration does is administers the law. And in fact, what it's pretending to do is to use discretion. That's what the Homeland Security Secretary said. This is not discretion. Discretion is when you treat an individual on a one-by-one basis on the grounds of extenuating circumstances. This is a declaration of a whole new set of criteria, which is essentially resurrecting the legislation that the Congress has said no to. And I think this is not how you run a constitutional republic.
Well, you know, that's fine. You know, Charles, again, you've got a right to your opinion. You are ignoring, though, I mean, ignoring it in a very real way, you know, the rule of law. And again, the president, you know, went to the Department of Homeland Security, went to, government counsel and said, I need a legal ruling on this. I need a legal ruling. I need to know if what I am going to do here is going to pass muster. And the reality is, it did. So why are they ignoring what this president did? Why are they ignoring the work that he did to make sure that what he was going to do was legal? Again, very simple to ignore the truth. I understand that. They're very good at it. Of course, Rush Limbaugh always has something to say. Not that I'm buying into it, but this is what he said.
I have a name for this new Obama immigration policy. No. In case you haven't heard, but very quickly, the regime today told the border agents, if you catch young illegals, let them go and grant them work permits. No more deportation of illegal immigrants. They are to be given work permits and they can stay in the country. So what this is catch, release, vote.
Yeah, okay. Where's the vote come in? That's the part that nobody is going to be able to really articulate because there is no vote part. Now, he used the word, by the way, regime, and that elicited an interesting response. Got my hackles up. I remember during many of the 8 disastrous years of George W. Bush's presidency, I used to have a regular guest on my program back then, a guy by the name of L. Martin, who worked in a covert manner for the first President Bush, Iran-Contra. In fact, I won't get into all that. He used the word regime. He used to be with me every Friday. He used the word regime a lot, and conservatives would go nuts. You don't hear him going nuts with Rush Limbaugh calls the government the regime.
I can't hear it all.
All right. Mitt Romney was asked point blank by Bob Schieffer. All right. Well, you don't like this. So what would you do when you're elected? Sounds like a simple question. Let's see if the answer is simple.
But would you repeal this order if you became president?
Well, let's step back and look at the issue. I mean, first of all, we have to secure the border. We need to have an employment verification system to make sure that those that are working here in this country are here legally. And then with regards to these kids who were brought in by their parents through no fault of their own, there needs to be a long-term solution so they know what their status is. This is something Congress has been working on, and I thought we were about to see some proposals brought forward by Senator Marco Rubio and by Democrat senators. But the president jumped in and said, I'm going to take this action. He called it a stopgap measure. I don't know why he feels stopgap measures are the right way to go.
Well, what would you do about it?
Well, as you know, he was president for the last 3.5 years, did nothing on immigration. 2 years he had a Democrat's House and Senate, did nothing on a permanent or long-term basis. But what I would do is I'd make sure that by coming into office, I would work with Congress to put in place a long-term solution for the children of those that have come here illegally. And I've said, for instance, that those who serve in the military, I would give a permanent residence to.
Sure. But would you repeal this?
Well, it would be overtaken by events, if you will, by virtue of my putting in place a long-term solution with legislation which creates law that relates to these individuals such that they know what their setting is going to be, not just for the term of a president, but on a permanent basis.
I won't keep on about this, but just to make sure I understand, would you leave this in place while you worked out a long-term solution, or would you just repeal it?
We'll look at that. We'll look at that setting as we reach that. But my anticipation is I'd come into office and say we need to get this done on a long-term basis, not this kind of a stopgap measure. What the president did, he should have worked on this years ago. If he felt seriously about this, he should have taken action when he had a Democrat House and Senate, but he didn't.
All right. Stop it. Stop it, Mitt. It's not a Democrat House and Senate. We want this guy to be president, and he doesn't even know how to talk about a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate or a Republican House and a Republican Senate. What is it, Mitt, that you don't understand? How come you can't articulate this stuff properly? I'm curious. I was going to make McCain the asshat. And once again, Mitt Romney steals his thunder. I'm sure that McCain is upset. He won't be the asshat of the day.
But Mitt, what would you do differently? Mitt, would you repeal this? Mitt, would you repeal this? I mean, it's like, how many times can you ask the question? Just answer him already.
Yeah, or just answer honestly and say, you know what, Bob, I'm not going to answer your question. At least we know, because that's basically what he was saying. Just say it that way. Let's take a quick break. Ass hat of the day. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. Oh, there's more to get to, I assure you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Joining us now from Working America is Fran Brennan. And
when our organizers go into neighborhoods and knock on our neighbors' doors, most people are not being heard. They feel frustrated. They feel like they're isolated. And we're there to listen and to have them know that there is a capacity to give them a voice, to give them empowerment, and to get them re-engaged into what's going on in both their community and in their state.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Tony Trupiano. We, you know, take a look at what the president is attempting to do here, which is the right thing. I want to, again, just kind of reiterate that there is something called the DREAM Act. You can Google it and get all the information you want. It was the Republicans that wouldn't allow it to move forward. Let's ask them the same questions they're asking us and see how they respond to it. We can't ignore which is a serious problem. Now, Jeff and I were talking before the show. There are people that are contributing, illegals, quote unquote, that are contributing to our society. They have jobs, they pay taxes, they buy homes, they pay property taxes. All they're asking for is a little peace and quiet. That's all they're really asking for. And I have to tell you, when we stop and look at some of the stories that we've done on this show, we've covered, I don't know, a handful of immigration cases here on First Shift, families that are going to be torn apart by the ICE officers, and you ask yourself, how is it that somebody that can live in this country 20, 30, 40 years be deported? Is this not their country at that point? Somebody that comes to this country at the age of 6 and is now 46, as the Garcia family is? Think about that. Jeff, if that's a caller for me, I'm not getting any information on my screen. I'm just letting you know. So if you just want to introduce the caller, that'd be fine, too. There we go. Well, let's go with the phone. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Roger in Garden City. Roger, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Tony. Everything you say is right, and being a white male, I'm pretty objective about things, and they just don't like minorities. They don't like African-Americans. They don't like Hispanics, and they hate the president because he's just as smart and smarter than most white men. And getting back to the way they treat people on Fox News, like Brett Baer with the interview with the president, they're very rude, arrogant, obnoxious people. They just pepper you with 1,000 questions in 1 second, don't even give you a chance to answer. They interrupt you all the time. They try and talk over you. So this guy from the Daily Caller, he belongs in the group with Fox News. He's just an arrogant, obnoxious, rude idiot.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Roger. Some level, I'm offended. I really am offended by the way they positioned this. I'm offended by the way they defended this Neil Monroe's behavior, which was inappropriate. You know, they said that, and I don't know if you listened to the audio, Roger, but they said that, well, you know, it sounded like he was getting ready to wrap up his comments, and they just wanted to be the first one to ask a question. It didn't sound like he was getting to wrap up his comments, and you know, that's not how it works. It doesn't work first hand up gets the first question. That's not the way the White House press corps works, and they know that. They don't think we know that, but we do know that. So that's just an inappropriate reaction.
But, Tony, they parrot Fox News. They're always interrupters, arrogant, and they just keep on being arrogant.
Well,
they just have no class, none at all.
You're right. Roger, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. No, there's a lot of truth to what Roger says. You stop and think about the way we had talked about this maybe a month ago, maybe a little longer than that, on Fox and Friends, where they had actually gotten something 100% wrong. And then they corrected it a couple days later. Of course, by that point, what they had said had been out there germinating for 48 hours. Oh, by the way, when we said that 2 days ago, that's not, we shouldn't have said it. We were not factual. They never say we're wrong. What we said wasn't factual. Based on the information we had at the time, then we came to discover that it was wrong. Of course, you've got millions upon millions of dollars in resources at your disposal. And, yeah, at the time, you were wrong. Come on. Really? Honestly. This has got to stop. But it's not going to. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? That's the question we ask ourselves. I have, I've got a plan. I've got a plan, right? We're doing it every day. All right, very quickly, before we get out of here for the top of the hour, as I commented on a little bit earlier in the show, and we will be talking about a little bit later on. If you would like to go up to the state capitol tonight, they are actually going to be performing the vagina monologues on the steps of the state capitol. They're anticipating up to 3,000 people. But you've been forewarned they only have enough chairs for 1,000. So bring blankets or, you know, your own folding chairs, whatever. But the Capitol Lawn will accommodate thousands of people. I've been there when it's accommodated 10,000. So I'm sure it can accommodate up to 3. Not a problem. I don't think that the Republicans, realized what they were doing when they shut down and shut up women. Apparently, many of them are not married because you don't tell a woman to shut up. And that's basically what they did. And interestingly, Jeff, I don't know if you know, but the Republicans are now focusing on, not that Lisa Brown said the word vagina, that she said no means no. And the justification for that, Jeff, is that she was making a rape reference. Somebody want to explain to me how that's a rape reference?
Or why is that wrong even still?
And what she was saying, her explanation of it was the legislation, when they voted no on the legislation, no means no. That's a stretch. I mean, that's just a stretch. But they've asked for this themselves. So they're going to have to live with this. By the way, I should mention, one of the dastardly six, that would be one of the six Democrats that voted in favor of these anti-women law piece, this legislation that has been all the controversy, Bob Constan, called me after the show. As you know, Jeff, you were standing right there when he called me. Not happy with what we said. Unfortunately for Mr. Constan, or Representative Constan, he didn't have his information 100% accurate. And so I just told him that we're going to have to agree to disagree. He wanted to justify his point of view, and there's, in my world, no justification for him voting for it.
Well, the great part is our show is podcasted, so he can go back and listen to exactly what was said.
Yeah, so whether he did or not, I don't know. But he was not, although he was very respectful, I will say that. He was not very happy with me. I won't speak to how he felt about Joe DeSano, but I can guess. And don't know if he reached out to Joe, but I do know he reached out to me. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour. Mark Schauer. When we continue, so you're going to want to stay with us, as well as Brad Woodhouse with the Democratic National Committee. Lots to get to, folks. Stay where you're at. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Let's check out 94 eastbound just before Connor, where you have a disabled vehicle that's blocking your left lane. Don't forget about on 8 Mile Road westbound at Grossbeck. You got those malfunctioning railroad crossing signals where one gate is down but no train in sight, but still want to use some caution in that area. And 12 Mile Road will be closed due to road construction at Coolidge Highway. That starts today. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us, love us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio. I'm Dirk Van. Greece says yes to the European bailout. A narrow victory for conservatives means Greece stays in the eurozone. But will it calm international markets? Analyst Joe Trevisani isn't so sure.
The Greek election was never really going to solve anything. All it was going to do is perhaps create more havoc, which it did not do. But it solved nothing.
Asian shares are higher, but the Greek rally stalled on European markets. On Wall Street, stock futures point to a lower open. President Obama at the economic summit in Mexico, where aides say he'll meet with Russian President Putin and talk about the crisis in Syria. More homes being evacuated in northern Colorado as firefighters battle a blaze that's grown to 87 square miles and already destroyed 150 buildings, worst in state history. And Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, is still America's Most Wanted flick, topping the box office for the second straight weekend with $35.5 million. This is NBC News Radio. The man who became a symbol of police brutality and a lingering racial divide, Rodney King, has died at 47. NBC's Francis Coe.
King was found by his fiance in a swimming pool at his home in Rialto, California. King was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was later pronounced dead.
King's beating by police helped trigger the 1992 Los Angeles riots, and his plea, "Can't we all get along?" urged calm during tumultuous times. Google says it's seen an alarming number of requests to censor internet content from governments around the world, reporting more than 1,000 requests to remove such items as YouTube videos and search listings. And if you have a lousy boss, you got plenty of company. A survey by the staffing firm Office Team finds nearly 1 in 2 employees say they've got a bad boss. On average, workers spend more than 19 hours a week worrying about what a boss says or does, stress that can translate into sick days. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. The cooling season is here, and it might be time to ask yourself, can I really get one more summer out of this old air conditioning system? But why push your luck when you can get a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system today? A new Lennox system will help you keep cool and might even qualify for state and local incentives in your area. Call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
The Home Depot now has 15% off select special order doors and windows from top brands like Masonite, Feather River, and Geldwin. That'll add more than a little curb appeal to any home, but not a lot to a budget. We're opening the doors and windows to an upgrade thanks to 15% off select special order doors and windows. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Late last week, we told you about a mysterious invitation sent by Microsoft to members of the press regarding an event today. Several blog reports predicted Microsoft will unveil a tablet device at the event, built by Microsoft and, of course, using its own mobile software to combat Apple and Android. Reports this morning are predicting that tablet rollout will include a partnership with Barnes & Noble in an apparent attempt to take on Amazon's Kindle Fire. Tom Cruise, as aging rock star, cannot beat cartoon animals. Box office totals from the weekend find the film Rock of Ages debuted in disappointing third place with just over $15 million. Second was Prometheus in its second week. Tops again was Madagascar 3. Europe euphoria following yesterday's Greek pro-Euro election results has been measurable but also short-lived in world markets. Asian stock indexes rallied 1 to 2%. European markets are now down after first being up. S&P futures are down 3 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same?
Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes, so choose SafeLight.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Nerlman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-83.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Well, maybe the more appropriate question is, are you ready for a dose of truth? Because we've got an hour of truth tellers to bring to you. Working backwards at the bottom of the hour, a little bit later on in the hour, Brad Woodhouse, the communications director of the Democratic National Committee, will be my guest, as we've been sharing with you. Willard, it will be in Michigan this evening and throughout the day tomorrow on his little bus tour. Not going as well as he would have liked, unfortunately. Part of the reason are Democrats, honestly, are following his tour and just speaking truth, and the press is kind of paying attention, interestingly, more to what the Democrats are saying than what the candidates saying. That should tell you something. And joining us now to talk a little truth as well, as he always does, and we're going to talk a little bit about jobs, a little bit about transportation, a little bit about the things that matter to all of us is Mark Schauer. Now, for those of you that need a reminder, because Mark Schauer is certainly no stranger to this program, he is the national co-chair of the Blue-Green Alliance's Jobs 21 initiative and formerly served as a member of Congress, not to mention his excellent work in the State House and State Senate. And interestingly, as we had a week in the State House and the State Senate that would make any former and should make any legislator embarrassed, we have Mark Schauer on to discuss things that actually do matter. And so, Mark, I want to thank you for giving us some of your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony. It's always my pleasure.
I have to ask, as we were about to talk about transportation infrastructure and the jobs that that can create, we could obviously talk about the announcement of the bridge on Friday and how important that will be, not just for construction jobs, but, you know, for making Michigan once again an important cog and not just in the Michigan machine, yes, but in a regional machine. And as we take a look at some other issues, is the legislature here in the state of Michigan, do they have their priorities in the wrong place?
Well, I think we have to remember what happened, especially last year in the legislature when they provided a huge tax cut to a tax cut to corporations while cutting the earned income tax credit for working poor people, created a new pension tax, cut funding for schools, universities, community colleges, and the states that win and the countries that win in this global economy are those that make wise investments. And businesses will tell you when they pick places to locate in this new high-tech global economy, they pick educated states and educated communities and those that are making investments in innovation, new technology, manufacturing. So the bridge, for example, I think is a very good investment. One, it positions us to, again, be a global manufacturing hub and a hub that attracts, high-tech research and development because the infrastructure is in place to support all of the relating manufacturing. And, we talk a lot about automotive manufacturing, and that's a big part of the clean economy because we see Detroit leading again in producing, the vehicles of the future, the vehicles that consumers want, that produce fewer greenhouse gas emissions and are cheaper to drive because they use less gasoline, making us less dependent on foreign oil. But that manufacturing, Tony, is also about manufacturing the wind turbines and all of the components, many of which are closely related to the automotive industry, components for solar panels and solar arrays and so forth. And, so infrastructure, innovation, new technology, and educated workforce all go hand in hand. And, the Blue-Green Alliance believes we need a jobs plan, and our Jobs 21 plan includes all of these components and many others, and too many folks out there on the trail, so to speak, don't have anything close to a jobs plan.
Well, let me throw out some numbers and let's Mark Schauer talk about a little bit. In the state of Michigan, as an example, there are over 43,000 Michiganders who work in the highway and transit related fields. We take a look at President Obama had certainly, in part of his jobs plan, had talked about building infrastructure, roads and,
right.
and bridges.
Right.
We know that he's willing to and has demonstrated a necessity in investing in green jobs and in being inclusive of the blue
right.
community. So, we're keeping with our Blue-Green Alliance theme here, Mark
right.
Schauer. This isn't pie-in-the-sky stuff. At the same time,
no.
we have a legislature, both at the federal level and the state level, that isn't doing not even having a discussion about this. This is what I find very disturbing.
Absolutely. I mean, the clock is going to run out in 12 days on the current transportation bill, and I was in Congress on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and since that time, when the 6-year transportation law expired, there have been 9 extensions. This Congress is having a hard time doing anything, and it's because of the insanity of the House. Where they actually wanted to sort of gut transit funding and historically dedicated revenue to transit, which we know is putting thousands of people to work in Michigan, helping people get to work in a very environmentally friendly way. Plus, all the manufacturing jobs that industry supports, some of which are right here in Michigan. And then you talked about hardworking, skilled, trained men and women in the union trades that build our infrastructure, that produce the steel, that work the cranes and do the underground work, do the paving and all of that. Those workers, the unemployment rate for folks in the building trades is double the unemployment rate, and probably even higher than that. It's at least double Tony. And, you know, held a press conference in Lansing with some of the trades and with transit and the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. Take $1.5 billion, Tony, $1.5 billion to fix Michigan roads. And, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's had to replace a tire and a rim because of the condition of our roads. And, you know, it's bad for business when our infrastructure is so bad. And it's just, to me, it's the closest thing to a no-brainer that I can think of. And, you know, we've got a Congress that can't pass that transportation bill, and it runs out June 30. And let me just underscore, this is not partisan, because the Senate did its work. The Senate passed a bill with broad bipartisan support. I think they had 70 votes. Broad bipartisan support, Tony, and, you know, the House can't get it done under Speaker Boehner. And, you know, President Obama's ready to sign it. We've got workers ready to do the work and people ready to produce the steel, we will see all the jobs that result from that. So I can't figure out what's going on there, Tony.
Well, I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the world, but the Republicans keep on using this term "kick the can down the road" every time we talk about more investment in infrastructure. But Mark Schauer, at some level, doesn't the cost that you talked about, $1.5 billion, what isn't the cost of delaying this keep on increasing what it will cost to fix this stuff?
Well, it's like neglecting repairs on your home. You know, sort of pay now or pay later. And, you know, communities that have their act together, they do, you know, routine maintenance of their roads and bridges and infrastructure. And, you know, countries like Germany and China are spending, you know, 2 and 3 times more per capita than what we do on our infrastructure. It's just a bad way to conduct business to neglect something as basic as our infrastructure. And, you know, included in that are things like rail, high-speed passenger rail. And fortunately, under President Obama, we've seen high-speed passenger rail become a priority. And I'll tell you, in my hometown of Battle Creek, just last week, the ribbon was cut on the updated intermodal transportation facility, the train station that's shared with transit. So it was $3.6 million that I helped secure under the Recovery Act, the stimulus that put people to work, has created this state-of-the-art facility that's really going to be an anchor in downtown. It will attract people to use transit. And you know, that's an example of a common sense investment that really is a win, you know, just all the way around.
No question, Mark. We're just out of time for today. I want to thank you, though, for spending some time with us. And as I say, every time we have you on, you'll be back soon.
Next time, let's talk a little bit more about the production tax credit, renewable energy.
Absolutely. We'll do that. Mark Schauer, once again, bluegreenalliance.org. We've got to get to the break. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
These pancakes are something else, I'll tell you. These pancakes are as large as my win in Puerto Rico last night, I must admit. That is really something. You haven't gone to work on this pancake yet.
On 1310.
Number one, I need some pancakes. And number two,
WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
And checking your drive, we got a disabled vehicle that's blocking your center lane on 94 westbound just before 75, but that's causing heavy traffic from East Outer Drive. We also got another disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. That's on 94 eastbound just before Connor, and that's causing slow traffic from Gratiot. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Sweeten up your day with a McDonald's frozen strawberry lemonade. Sweet strawberries and tangy lemons mixed together for a unique drink every time. Starting at just $1.69. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony. with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truffiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
Let me welcome to First Shift Representative Richard Hamill.
Now, to give a bill an immediate effect, which means the bill would take effect directly after the governor signs the bill, unless there's something within the bill that there's a provision for it to be extended. But the Constitution clearly says that if 20% or one-fifth of the members in the House of Representatives want to have a record roll call vote on an immediate effect, that should be granted, and we have not had the ability at all in this last little bit to be able to have a record roll call vote on immediate effect. I'll say not ever all. There's less than five times in the 560 times we've passed the bill where we've had immediate effect votes. So at least slow the process down a little bit. Doesn't change the legislation. Doesn't say that people can't pass things that they want. Majority parties have that ability in that center, but we say the Constitution says that you should have the opportunity to slow it down just a hair.
On 1310, WDTW. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truffiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truffiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Truffiano on Twitter. In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Truffiano.
22 minutes after the hour, once again, my thanks to former Congressman Mark Schauer. Amazing work he's doing with the Blue-Green Alliance. Again, the web address, BlueGreenAlliance.org. Lots of great information there, including their Jobs 21 Jobs program. He spoke about actually having a plan. Mitt Romney does not have a jobs plan, by the way. And when as a Republican, when are you going to hold him accountable for that? He does not have a jobs program. He has the George W. Bush economic program, which continues to insult us with this theory that if you continue to cut taxes on the wealthiest among us, the quote-unquote job creators, that they will in turn turn around and reward us by creating jobs. Here's the problem. They're not doing that at all and haven't for almost 4 years now, actually almost 12 years now. In fact, had they had been doing that all along under that theory that if you cut their taxes, they would create jobs, why did we lose a record amount of jobs under the leadership of George Wussy Bush? That's what the W stood for, Wussy. I'm tired of the excuses that Republicans have, because it's all that they've got to lean on are excuses. They have no facts to lean on. You find that, especially whether it's on the program, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's via email, on television, you understand that everything they do is based on theory and opinion. Nothing they do is based on fact. Now, they might use facts and manipulate them in a way that makes a point that, if you were to connect the dots, wouldn't create a picture that's of any interest to anybody, right? You know, you get that. And I ask this question a lot. I actually had a couple people on air last week challenge me on it, but I'll throw it out there again. One more time, and I'm not going to do it just one more time. I'm going to do it multiple times leading up till the November 6th victory for Democrats. But it's simple. If you are a Republican, what is it that you have to feel good about right now? And I'm not being disingenuous here. What do you have to feel good about? You've got a candidate that doesn't have a job, that doesn't have a jobs program, nothing to speak of. I mean, he's not, and there's nothing with platforms and planks and bullet points. There's nothing that says, hey, if we do this, this will happen, and if we do that, that'll happen. And the president has that, and I understand that. I understand that, you know, it's difficult for people, because they don't like it that one side actually has something to talk about. The other side, you know, likes to just criticize what the other side has to talk about. God, that has to get old, doesn't it? I mean, it just has to get old. 888-552-3595. Stephen Monroe joins us now. Good morning, Steve. Hope you had a nice Father's Day.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Tony, we've been through this before. Under George Bush, it's mathematically impossible to not create jobs and keep unemployment below 5% for 5 out of his 8 years. It's just mathematically impossible. So he created jobs. I don't know where you... I mean, it's almost to the point where I've got to say you're lying about it.
Well, go ahead and say I'm lying about it, because it's not a lie. I mean, how many jobs did we lose in December of 2007?
How many jobs in December of 2007 or 2008?
Yeah. 2007. 2007, I said.
2007?
Yeah.
I don't think we lost jobs in 2007.
Yeah, we did. And we lost a lot of jobs in 2008. Yeah, you're right. What about the last five years? We've created more private sector jobs in the last 4 years than George Bush created in 1 year. I mean, this is just insane, Steve. All right. Thanks for your call, buddy. You're right. We're going to just have to not just agree to disagree. I'm not wrong. Fundamentally, the problem, and Republicans can't stand the fact that the president actually created private sector jobs under President Obama. Actually, he hasn't done it. The private businesses have. Let's just call it what it is. You know, but here's what's interesting. The Republicans like to say when, you know, we are gainfully employed and the economy's robust, that the government has nothing to do with it. Unless, of course, there's a Democrat in the White House. Jeff, we were just having this kind of conversation before the show that, you know, when there's Democrats in the White House, there are different rules than when there are Republicans in the White House. So we can complain and bitch about everything that's happening and just blame it on Obama.
Yeah, even if it's completely opposite arguments.
Right. But let's just blame it on Obama. And then if there are Republicans in the White House, then it's, well, that's not government's responsibility. Why are we complaining about something the government has nothing to do with? Must be nice to have it both ways. In fact, it's not nice to have it both ways.
But that's what the Republicans or conservatives have learned. You can lie and get away with it and then just have a small retraction later.
Well, we're just talking about, you know, Fox News just did that. Fox and Friends recently did a major faux pas, and then 2 days later, after the lie just sits out there and germinates and marinates and in its own stench, and then they very briefly give it like 12 seconds of airtime. Say, oh, yeah, by the way, we said this 2 days ago. Yeah, we just factually didn't have it correct. And wanted to point that out to you. And then they move on because it's much easier, for whatever reason, they believe it's much easier to do that. And those of us that are paying attention, that's not everybody. I get that. Everywhere, you know, this, and Jeff, this is still happening everywhere I go. This is happening everywhere I go. People say to me, they reach out to me and say, Tony, how do we stop this Fox News noise? How do we stop people from watching it or believing it? We don't stop that. Well, if I could stop it, don't you think I would? I'd be a multi-gazillionaire if I could stop it. I would love to be able to stop it. I can't do that. But what I can do is speak truth. What I can do is ask you to do the same thing. And I've said this everywhere I go. It doesn't cost a dime to talk truth. Now, you've got to be consistent about it. Sometimes you've got to be a little ferocious about it. Because Republicans can be louder. And they're certain. Here's the thing. I think that they go to some kind of school that teaches them how to talk without breathing, because they don't seem to be, they don't seem to be able to have to breathe. I fought with these, you guys have heard me do this. I fight with them on the air and they don't breathe. I don't know how they do it. It's a special skill. I'm in awe of it, to be honest with you. In fact, I thought just for 30 days or something, I would go to Republican school just to take that how do you talk without breathing class.
Too bad they think schools is snobbish.
Yeah. To me, one of the funniest things in this whole campaign, Romney, who has 2 degrees, not one, but 2 degrees from Harvard, made fun of the president for going where, Jeff?
To Harvard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Brad Woodhouse will be with us, the director of the Democratic National Committee, when we continue. The Willard bus tour headed our way. Headed our way! And what does that mean? Well, we'll tell you about that on the other side. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your drive, we still have that disabled vehicle that's blocking the 2 left lanes on 94 eastbound just before Connor. You got traffic getting by in the right lane only, and it's got stop-and-go traffic from Van Dyke. Also, we got heavy traffic on 94 westbound between Vanier and 75. And also, we got reports of tire debris on the roadway. That's on 94 eastbound just after Vining Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. The Libertarian Party is growing in popularity, attracting progressives and young people who oppose U.S.-led wars and support same-sex marriage and marijuana legalization. But while the left welcomes the Libertarian stance on individual rights, do they know what the party's solutions are to the economic crisis? Leilani Albano explores this story for Workers Independent News.
Cities like Los Angeles are facing continuing budget cuts, where thousands of teachers and other school workers could be laid off. Democratic Governor Jerry Brown proposed a temporary tax hike on the wealthy and an increase on the sales tax as one way to save schools. But Libertarian candidate Collette says he opposes raising taxes for schools and would like to see other spending cuts instead.
We need to focus on educating them, not spending the money on administrative costs, and we need to find other areas in government to save money.
Green Party candidate Dave Steinman also opposes raising taxes to prevent teacher layoffs.
We have to look at the administrative costs that we have and whether or not we have too many administrators in ratio to the teachers.
Returning to a healthier economy will also depend on how communities respond to the foreclosure crisis. Some housing advocates have looked to Philadelphia's foreclosure prevention program for solutions. That program uses court-mandated mediation between homeowners and lenders in an attempt to avoid foreclosure. As of last year, the city says the program saved 3,500 homes. Christina Livingston, deputy director of the housing advocacy group, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, says that reducing home loans is an effective way to combat foreclosures.
This is really about thinking about the most strategic way to get all of us collectively out of the situation that we're in, which is a bad economy, and in California, awful budget crisis.
Libertarian Collette doesn't like the idea of governments negotiating reduced mortgage loans.
I think the government should not mandate how to do it, but I think we need laws that facilitate a quick turnaround and people to get out of their mortgages.
The federal government launched a voluntary mortgage modification program, but many homeowners said banks were unwilling to work with them. Housing advocate Livingston says that modifying home loans by mandating principal reductions is a necessary step towards economic recovery.
It is actually my belief that in general, that we as people have a social contract to care for one another, and really that a lot of values in a capitalistic society stand in the way of that. And so the government actually has a role to play to make sure that we are continuing to take care of one another at a very basic level.
Leilani Albano, Los Angeles.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you. First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. In my world, you know, we have different kinds of rock stars and celebrities. Well, in my world, my next guest is actually a rock star in my world. And will be in your world at some point as well. Now, those of you that are paying attention to politics, and that would be most of you, probably know my guest. He is Brad Woodhouse, Communications Director of the Democratic National Committee. He is following Willard. As he does a little bus tour, and they're titling their tour, the Democrats, that is, Romney Economics, the Middle Class Under the Bus. And God knows, Brad Woodhouse, that this presidential candidate still has lots of splaining to do, especially here in his home state. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning to you. Don't talk about me being a celebrity. You're a legend in the in these circles, and I'm just honored to be on your show.
Well, pshaw. Well, thank you anyway. Listen, we've got some important stuff to get to. I find this fascinating. I've been watching what you guys are doing during this bus tour, and I think Mitt Romney's biggest problem is the press is paying attention to the Democrats and not the Republican candidate.
Well, I'll tell you, Romney's bus tour has hit a number of speed bumps along the way, you know, on not just ours, which is running, you know, our tour is running a day ahead of his. You know, so we're in Michigan today, and he's in Iowa and Wisconsin. He'll be in Michigan tomorrow, but you know, he has run into Americans all across this bus tour that don't want any part of his plans for the economy, what we call Romney economics. And there's a famous famous incident in Pennsylvania where he was scheduled to make a stop and he didn't even go there because he didn't want to confront Americans that you know, that disagree with him. And that's not President Obama. You've seen him. He's, you know, often been willing to talk to Americans who disagree with him. Mitt Romney doesn't want to confront the fact that his policies are wrong for middle-class Americans.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Brad Woodhouse, as we talk issues, and we are certainly talking issues here in Detroit, I think it's important that we continue to hold both of these men to a standard. Now, the president does talk about his jobs program, which is, of course, detailed on the White House website. They can go look at it anytime they want. You know, we've seen other assorted, pro-Democrat groups like the Blue-Green Alliance, who was just with us on this program, talking about a jobs program. So let's talk about, let's talk about Mitt Romney's jobs program, but he doesn't have one, Brad.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's what's so incredible about this election. We're confronting in this election an issue about jobs and the economy, something that the president has been working on. I mean, people in Michigan know well, one of the very first things that the president did, something that was very unpopular around the rest of the country, was his effort to help to save the American automobile industry, something that Mitt Romney opposed, and you've talked about 1,000 times. He said, let Detroit go bankrupt. But let's set that aside. The president has worked on jobs ever since he got into office. Once the Republicans took over the House, they stopped any effort to create jobs because they thought it might help the president. And now you have Romney running, and he has a plan that economists say wouldn't do anything to create jobs in the short term, and actually would likely cost jobs. That's not what the American people are looking for. In fact, Romney admitted somewhere on his bus tour that the cuts that he's proposed, these Ryan Romney cuts, would slow the economy down. What kind of plan is that?
Well, it's not a plan. You know, it's interesting because as we really sit down and you know, one of the I have an obligation, of course, to be informed, and so that requires I spend just as much time with the Romney quote unquote stuff as I do with the Obama stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The problem is, it doesn't take me long to go through the Romney stuff because there's no stuff there. There's no substance. And what's really starting to concern me, whether he's in a bakery somewhere in the Midwest or you know, he's with his friends in La Jolla, California, you know, doing these multi-gazillion dollar fundraisers, people just seem really uncomfortable with Governor Romney. And speaking of governor, you know, that he even can wear that title is kind of embarrassing because his record as governor is nothing to be proud of.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, you know, let's talk about his plans for a second, or lack thereof. Mitt Romney doesn't want to talk about an economic program. What he wants to do is bash the president. It is almost all he does. His stump speeches, as you mentioned, never talk about what he did in Massachusetts because there's no record there, to run on. He was 47th out of 50 in jobs. Everyone knows that statistic. But even worse, I mean, what I think, you know, people need to know is that he wants to do to America what he did in Massachusetts, which he gave very nice, lucrative tax breaks to 278 families in Massachusetts to the tune of $75 million, raised fees on everyone else, all the middle class, all the people trying to get in the middle class, raised fees on driver's license. There's one famous one that was mentioned on this tour by some of the people we have traveling around from Massachusetts, that he raised the fee on blind people to get a card to prove they were blind. I mean, it was, you know, unbelievable what he did in Massachusetts. And, you know, to raise fees and to cut services to provide tax breaks to wealthy people like himself, and he wants to do the same thing if he got into the White House.
Well, it's interesting, Brad Woodhouse, as we look, and let's talk about briefly about the Michigan Road to Recovery Tour. The president was basically saying, you know, get out your magnifying glass and really look at what look at my record and let's talk about it. We can't. I mean, this little Romney tour that's coming through the state tomorrow is actually asking us to put away our magnifying glass and actually asking us to put away our memories because he does not want to talk about the issues that matter most to people that are out of work, that need health care. You know, if we look at what's going to happen with regard to under a Romney plan, what would happen with regard to, you know, getting young people into college. I go on, Brad, on and on and on. And the bottom line is we will return to George W. Bush policies that killed this country. And right. we can ill afford to do this.
Well, it's exactly right. And the thing that's most scary about the Romney policies is that you're right. He's proposing the same playbook that Republicans always propose. And it was the same playbook followed by George W. Bush. And that is to let, you know, to let Wall Street, let polluters, let oil companies, let them write all of their own rules, right, for how they do their business, for how they treat their employees. Let the insurance companies, help insurance companies go back to telling people how and what type of medical care they're gonna get. He just believes in putting all the power in the market. And look, the market's important. We want the market to do well. We want the auto industry to do well. But there has to be the right balance, and he believes that the market can solve all our problems. 07-08, there are not many Americans that look back on and think the market can solve all our problems. But he wants to take the Bush policies and even go further. More tax cuts on top of keeping the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest. He has no plan to deal with the debt and deficit because he wants to borrow money for more tax cuts for the wealthy. That's not what the American people need. They need a balanced approach that the president's proposing.
Well, there's no question, Brad Woodhouse, that's true. Listen, we're going to have to let you go here in just a minute. But before we do that, it's critical. And I want people, as I always say, you know, folks, if I say something and you can prove me wrong, I'm fine with that. But let's look at just a minute, at what Mitt Romney is promising. And so I stopped and I thought, okay, I'm going to have Brad on tomorrow, so let me go find that list. He's not promising anything.
Right.
No, Brad, I'm not exaggerating. Mitt Romney's not telling us that he will do anything.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, mainly what he's doing is he's saying, I'm going to get President Obama out of the White House. But here's one of the things that's most interesting about this tour, Tony, is that he is literally going to places. He was in, he's going to be in Iowa today, which is at 5.1% unemployment. We know Michigan's unemployment rate has dropped dramatically. Over the last 3 years, he was in Ohio. They've had 10 consecutive months where the unemployment rate has dropped. It's below the national average there. So he's going to these states and saying, you know, President Obama's terrible for workers. He's terrible on jobs. He's terrible on the economy. And he's going into states where the economies have demonstrably improved as a result of the president's policies. That's going to be his biggest problem, is convincing people that the president doesn't have us on the right path. Now, the president has said and said many times, we need to do more and do it more quickly. The big problem we have right now, Tony, is Republicans like the one he appeared with in Ohio yesterday, John Boehner, refused to work with the president to do the things that we've always done in this country to create jobs, and that's invest in people, invest in infrastructure, invest in education, research and development. They just want more tax breaks for the wealthy and cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Brad, what else I got to tell you? I loved your quote this weekend when you said, Mr. Boehner, could you please go back to Washington, D.C. and pass a jobs bill, please?
That's right. Get off the bus and go back to Washington.
Yeah. Well, he needs to do that. You know, he just needs to do that. In the meantime, Brad Woodhouse, I'll hopefully get a chance to visit with you again very, very soon. People don't need to go that far to find what the president stands for. All they need to do is open a newspaper or watch a press conference, and you know.
Well, that's absolutely right. Yeah. That's absolutely right. I think the president articulates it better than any one of us that are out working for him, and I thought he did a great job in Cleveland last week. And you know, we need a balanced approach. You know, there are people that need to pay more of their fair share. There are certainly programs and things in government that can be scaled back. Everyone needs to make some sacrifices, but everyone needs to play by the same set of rules. Mitt Romney thinks that there's a set of rules for him and people like him, and then a set of rules for everybody else.
No question, that's true. Brad Woodhouse, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon.
Great, Tony, anytime. Thank you.
You bet, brother. Appreciate it. Brad Woodhouse, Communications Director of the Democratic National Committee. We got to take a quick break here. Interesting emails coming in for not interestingly, none of the negative ones, only the positive ones. And nobody's ever heard me say this before. I guess I've never said it before. But Mitt Romney stands for nothing. He really stands for nothing. If you stop and think about it, and I think Brad put it perfectly, the only thing Mitt Romney has promised to do is to beat Barack Obama. Now, what happens after that? Aren't we owed some answers? I think so. 888-552-3595. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Let's welcome Will in Milford.
I think this is a perfect example of what politics have put us in this country. Here we are, citizens, working every day, and it's these splinter issues that get us to arguing amongst each other when those above us who don't feel our pain are more or less in control of all the switches. Because we see teachers and they're in our community, and it's easy for us to make these opinions. While these other individuals, the rich, have already seceded from the nation, they live in gated communities, they go to private schools, they've already moved away from us.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We take a look at the entirety of what Mitt Romney stands for. And how many election cycles have you been involved in, folks? Depending on your age, of course, it's going to vary. But let's stop and think about for a moment what Mitt Romney brings to the table. He brings, and I'm being serious now, he brings to the table a wealth of business and wealth, pun intended, maybe, of business experience and business acumen. I'll give him that. I have said on this show many, many times that Mitt Romney is not stupid, and he's not. Now, I don't mean it as the compliment that it would normally be. Mitt Romney is not a politician. Now, normally that would be a compliment. But when you're running for the presidency, I think you need to be quite a politician. Yeah, you really do. But he's not that. So what does he bring to the table? He doesn't have a jobs program. He does nothing but criticize President Obama. He loves to tell us that the president, and we'll use the immigration example from the other day, as a clear example of how difficult it is for Mitt Romney, because he doesn't tell the truth either, to find a topic that really kind of invigorates his base. Well, he does invigorate the base, but it's based on lies. And as an example, he says the president's had 3.5 years to work on the immigration issue, and now he's just going to issue an executive order? No, that's not palatable. It's also not true. He hasn't waited 3.5 years to discuss this. He actually has endorsed the DREAM Act and it would sign it tomorrow if Congress would pass it. But the Republicans in Congress won't even debate it. You know, interestingly, we need to play this audio, the Alan West audio, Jeff, as soon as you get a chance, because it clearly demonstrates how out of touch they are with reality. Listen to what Congressman Whackjob Alan West says about the president's decision to do what he did.
Well, I think there's devils in the details, and that's why we should allow this to go through the legislative process through our committees, because I can start to ask questions about what's going to happen as far as their rights to vote. I mean, is this one of those backdoor opportunities to allow people before in the next 5 months to get the opportunity to vote? Will we see the Janet Napolitano and the president come out with a new edict that said, since we allowed these people to be here legally, we're now going to allow them to have the opportunity opportunity to vote. So how far down the rabbit hole does this go? And that's the greatest concern, is that we have something that we really don't know how the details will flesh out. We just have this basic executive order, this basic rule that's been brought up from the administration. But the American people obviously are not allowed to have any type of input through their representatives that they send to Washington, D.C.
And that, again, is just a lie. It's just a lie. There's no one, nobody can call this show and defend what this crazy man had to say. Nobody can do that because it's a lie. And it's getting old. It's getting real old. Now, I understand that when the truth isn't going to get you what you want, and for the Republicans, that is scaringly true, the truth isn't going to get them what they want. That they have to lie. Or do they?
If they promised to vote Republican, would Alan West make those comments?
I can't answer that. I can't. The last thing I would ever do is speak for Alan West. The one thing he has proven to be is unpredictable. Well, not entirely unpredictable.
It's funny because the Republicans that we listened to this morning all said it's the right thing to do. But we just don't think they should vote. Why? Because they're not going to vote Republican. So that's, you basically have admitted the one reason why you don't want this to happen is because they might vote Democrat.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly why. But that's why they say that this is all political. That's why they say the president did it. And, of course, he's doing the humane thing. 888-552-3595. Jim in Detroit joins us now. Good morning, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I have just two quick comments, and hopefully you don't hang up with me after the first comment I make. You're stating the lack of qualifications Mitt Romney has as being president, but let me ask you...
No. I didn't say he doesn't have qualifications to be president. He hasn't presented them. I mean, I said he's a good businessman. He's a very smart guy, but I don't know that qualifies you to be president.
Okay, and community organizer does, but that's one. And two, with this immigration, it infuriates me because in Guatemala, which is south of Mexico, Guatemalans flee Guatemala and head to Mexico for a better life. And what the Mexicans do to the Guatemalans is they stop them on the street and say, are you a Mexican citizen? If they cannot prove it on the spot, they're thrown in jail and deported the next day. And yet Mexicans come to this country and expect voting rights, benefits, and I'm a good person. I want equality to all. But if you're going to treat Guatemalans poorly, do not expect to be treated well by Americans.
Okay. Well, I don't understand what the hell, and then he hangs up on me. I don't understand what the hell that was about. But Jim, let me say something that President Barack Obama wasn't just a community organizer. That was his first job. He was also a professor of constitutional law. He was also a state senator. He was also a United States senator for a period of time. He has proven from a foreign policy perspective to be equal, if not greater, to the task than most presidents this country has ever known. In fact, I will put up Barack Obama's foreign policy record up against George W. Bush any day of the week, and even Bill Clinton. I could go on. I mean, I can clearly go on. I could put it up against John F. Kennedy's record. I'd certainly put it up against Ronald Reagan's record, who was the train wreck of the century. I mean, Ronald Reagan did more to turn this country into the dump than any president that I can even remember. Well, maybe George W. Bush. Imagine that, two Republicans. So I don't know what qualifies. I think what qualifies somebody to be president is a variety of things. I'm open to that idea. But, you know, we can talk about Mitt, the Olympic organizer, for a moment. How did he save the Olympics? Does anybody know? I know Jeff knows, so Jeff, no fair answering. So how did Mitt Romney save the Olympics? With your federal tax dollars, that's how he did it. But he talks about, you know, saving the Olympics, some great hero and save the Olympics. Guess what? Without a federal bailout, it would have never happened. Without a federal bailout in Massachusetts, his 47th in the country would have been 50. Do I need to go on? Are you getting the picture? President Barack Obama stands for something. Candidate Mitt Romney stands for nothing. All right, a quick break. Mark Brewer and Chris Savage in the next hour, so you're going to want to stay where you're at. Can't imagine that's not going to be anything but fabulous. Fabulous, I tell you. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your drive, we still have that disabled vehicle that's blocking the two left lanes on 94 eastbound just before Connor. You got traffic getting by in the right lane only, and it's got stop and go traffic from Van Dyke. Also, we got heavy traffic on 94 westbound between Vanier and 75. And also, we got reports of tire debris on the roadway. That's on 94 eastbound just after Vining Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dirk Van. Obama and Putin talk it over. White House aides say President Obama will meet with his Russian counterpart today at the economic summit in Mexico. NBC's Chuck Todd in San Jose del Cabo says the crisis in Syria will be high on the agenda.
Nobody expects anything other than awkward tension here, as it's unclear how cooperative Putin plans to be on Syria or any of the other issues that the United States cares about.
World financial markets breathing a sigh of relief with the victory of the solidly pro-Euro party in Greece's parliamentary election. On Wall Street, stock futures point to a lower open. More competition for the iPad. Microsoft expected to announce today that it's entering the tablet computer market to help promote its latest Windows operating system, Windows 8. And beer is going to the dogs in Minnesota, where a company is brewing up a beef and malt beer for the four-legged set, Brewski for Bowser. Don't worry, Rover won't get ripped. It's non-alcoholic. This is NBC News Radio. An autopsy later today for Rodney King, whose videotaped police beating in Los Angeles in 1991 led to one of the nation's worst race riots. NBC's Miguel Almaguer.
King was arrested multiple times in the years that followed, was sentenced to jail, and struggled with rehab. He forgave the officers who beat him, but in the end, Rodney King struggled to overcome his own troubled past.
Rodney King was found yesterday dead in his swimming pool. He was 47. Newcomer Webb Simpson won golf's U.S. Open yesterday, but analysts say it was Tiger Woods who brought the ratings. Going into yesterday's final round, the Open saw its biggest audience in 10 years. The Heat's on the Thunder after LeBron and company took Game 3 of the NBA Finals 91-85 to go up 2-1. And oh, baby, the New York Times reports growing demand for the new field of birth photography, as moms and dads call on professional photographers to join them in the delivery room to record their baby's debut. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call pickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The summer driving season has shifted into high gear. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on a road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And buy three, get one free on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M714. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It doesn't look like Rock of Ages is going to be a box office performer for the ages. The movie with an all-star cast featuring Tom Cruise as an 80s hair band frontman opened this weekend And it finished in third place, just over a $15 million take, a disappointment. It finished behind Madagascar 3, tops for a second week at $35 million box office. Second was sci-fi thriller Prometheus at $20 million. World stock markets already seem to be moving past the headline from yesterday, Greece's election result likely preserving that nation's membership in the Eurozone and keeping the bailout austerity agreements intact. Instead, it's the upcoming G20 summit meeting starting in Mexico today on many minds. Hopes are low that any macroeconomic solutions will result from the meeting. Europe's indexes and U.S. stock futures are mildly down. Actually, mild losses in the U.S. are becoming a little bigger. S&P futures down 5, NASDAQ futures down 3, Dow futures down 50. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano back with you. We're having a sensational day so far, and it's only going to get better in this hour. Chris Savage from Eclecta Blog at the bottom of the hour. In just a moment, we will, of course, have our friend Mark Brewer on. I want to thank Brad Woodhouse. Many of you were thrilled to hear him on the show, and it's always good to know that your audience is as smart as they are. Not that I ever doubted you folks. I certainly did not. We have so much to do. So let's go ahead and get our intro out of the way and get this thing going.
The leading voice for the Democratic Party in Michigan, an architect of progressive victory.
This is about the rights of the people of this state to collectively bargain, whether they work in the private sector or the public sector, and it's a right that they should have. And it's been under attack here in Michigan and in other states and nationally now for well over a year, and we say it's time to stop that. Let people decide for themselves whether they want to exercise that right. Not something for the Lansing politicians to take away from people.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Chairman Mark Brewer.
Yes, and it's going to be quite a Monday morning. So let me just first of all say good morning and welcome back the Chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer. Mark, a pleasure to have you back on the show today.
Well, Tony, you know, it's great to be exercising our First Amendment rights, which aren't so easy to come by in Michigan these days.
Especially if you're a state legislator.
That's absolutely right. How dare somebody say a word or a few words that somebody doesn't agree with? You could get banned from speaking on the floor of the House. It's amazing.
William,
it's amazing.
We had State Representative Lisa Brown on the show on Friday, Mark, and you know we talked about why this may have happened. Of course, she used the word vagina. We also know that, according to the Republicans, she also used a dastardly phrase that goes something along the lines of "no means no." How dare she, Mark Brewer?
Oh, I know. I mean, this is just outrageous on so many different levels, Tony. You know, it's offensive in terms of what it means in terms of women's rights. It's offensive in terms of free speech rights. It's just more evidence of the arrogance that we see by the Republicans in Lansing and in Washington. But today we're talking about Lansing. It's just so offensive on so many levels. It's become an international story. And again, it's sad to see this, that once again we're the object of national, international ridicule because of the way the Republicans behave when they're in power.
Well, you say again, we saw the same thing happened, of course, with Democratic leader in the Senate, Gretchen Whitmer, and we are now seeing it with Representative Lisa Brown and Barb Byram. And it really kind of begs the question, listen, Mark, I understand we're not going to agree on a lot of things. Republicans and Democrats fundamentally have lots of things that we don't intersect on. I get that. But honestly, and I really racked my brains over this Thursday, Friday, yesterday, Saturday, doing my homework, doing some research. The Democrats have never shut down Republicans the way this Republican Party is shutting down this Democratic Party. What the hell is this all about, Mark?
Well, again, I think it's the arrogance of power. It's not just shutting down, Tony, as bad as it is in terms of what happened last week, but also the intimidation and the bullying. I mean, comparing Democratic legislators to prostitutes, which has happened more than once in Lansing in recent months, you know, and now this episode. It's just appalling, the attitude that this all reveals to the voters of Michigan and nationally. Again, a national embarrassment, international embarrassment for here in Michigan, just when we're trying to make progress with things like the, you know, bridge announcement on Friday. There have been some signs of bipartisan cooperation, and then you have an incident like this.
Well, you know, we, as I said, we had State Representative Brown on the show Friday. We heard from people from all over. We got emails, you know, we were connecting with people. And, you know, here's the challenge. There's so much important. Well, let's go back just for a second to the bridge announcement on Friday. We know how critical that project is, Mark, to creating jobs and what it will do for Southwest Detroit. And we could go on and on and on. We should be having this conversation, let's be generous, on an every other month basis. We should be talking about infrastructure and building and providing a stronger base for everything that it is we want to do. All of these legislators ran on the idea, the promise that they would create jobs. Let me see if I've got this right. It's the governor, God bless him, it's the governor that's having the conversation about creating jobs, not the legislature. In fact, they passed legislation that says, don't you dare ask for a dime, because we're not going to support job creation.
Well, that's right, Tony. And, you know, again, this is just the latest example of them being completely off the agenda that the people of Michigan want. You know, they went through this whole issue in the budget where they want to make sure that we don't give benefits to same-sex partners. You know, they want to really crack down on what the voters said was perfectly okay, which is stem cell research. So they put these onerous conditions on the University of Michigan where that research is being conducted. But time and again, see, you know, the real Tea Party, social conservative wing of the Republican Party hijack the agenda like they've now done on this anti-choice legislation, and their leaders doing everything possible to make sure that legislation passes, up to and including censoring democratically elected representatives who have the right to speak out on not only this legislation, but any legislation that's on the floor of the House.
Well, I will say that on Friday's show, as we were interviewing Representative Brown, we did hear from a lot of Republican women that were appalled by what this legislature did to her and to Representative Byram. They were appalled by the legislation that was passed. They are appalled, Republican women, Mark, by this idea that the men that make these decisions didn't even want women to comment on the proposed legislation. Mark, people get what's going on. It is called censorship.
Right. Well, it's been interesting to watch over the weekend, Tony, and as you know, Facebook and social media email has just been on fire about this issue for several days now, which is just extraordinary. But watching all that, you don't see the Fox News of the world and all the prominent Republicans in this state and nationally defending this. It'll be very interesting to see what Mitt Romney has to say about this when he comes to Michigan, because he should be asked, what do you think about this? Is this the kind of conduct you should have in our legislature, or is this inappropriate? So there have been a lot of Republicans, very conservative Republicans, who've either criticized it or said nothing in defense of this indefensible conduct last week.
Now, let me ask you a question. As you know, Ari Adler, who is the spokesperson for the speaker and certainly serves at the pleasure of the speaker, released a statement that was his opinion, totally editorializing what happened last Thursday in the House. If your press spokesperson were to inject his personal opinion into a situation, Mark, would you allow that to go unnoticed?
Well, no, Tony, we can't do that. I mean, I can't express my personal opinions because I speak for the Democratic Party, and I have to always be conscious of that. And what's going on here, though, on the Republican side is that Ari Adler and Suzanne Miller Allen, who's the chief of staff, Speaker Bolger, have, you know, just been spinning out version after version, trying to find a way to defend this. I think they're on version at least 10.0 by now, trying to figure out some way they can, but obviously they can't. I mean, the story's out, it's indefensible, and, you know, they should just acknowledge, starting with the Speaker himself, that this was indefensible, it was wrong, and it will never happen again. But I doubt we're going to hear that from the Speaker of the House.
Well, let me, you know, it's interesting that you bring up Jace Bolger. I understand that you recently personally did some canvassing in his neighborhood. What was that experience like?
Well, even as all this was breaking and passing, volunteers and I were down in Mark, his hometown, canvassing door to door about his cover up of the election fraud in House District 76. Got a very good reception. People very concerned about that issue, and we're not going to let up. We're not going to let the Speaker off the hook until he comes clean and tells us what he knows about that episode. You know, Jace Bolger's had a really bad month, Tony. It started with this election fraud, and then, you know, about 30 days later, we had this whole controversy about, you know, censorship on the floor of the House. A very bad month for the Speaker. He really needs to clean house and clean up his own operation. This has become a national embarrassment.
Well, you know, he, of course, is in denial about all that, and I would think that it certainly is incumbent upon us that do what that I do. I mean, there are people that comment on what's happening on the political landscape. And, Mark, you've heard me be critical of Democrats that have done the wrong thing. So it's not like I'm so partisan that I ignore the truth when it happens. It just so happens to be it's the Republicans that don't let up. They're not breathing. They can't. It seems like they can't wait to make just one more mistake.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary, Tony. I mean, I've been in politics a long time, as have you and others. I can't recall any Speaker of the House with series of you know, not just gaffes, but colossal blunders. I mean, the criminal election fraud that occurred in House District 76, you know, now this episode last week, which, again, nobody can remember, any speaker, you know, banning members from speaking. I mean, things are seriously off track in Jace Bolger's operation. The arrogance, the incompetence, living in a bubble, I don't know what it is. It's probably a combination of all of those things. That operation is seriously off track. It's doing a major disservice to all the people of this state, let alone people in his own party. And he needs to get his act together.
No question, Mark. We got to take a quick break here. Stay where you're at. We will be right back on First Shift. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar.
Well, you seem shocked by it, yes. This is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling the American people the truth.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Out to your roadways where we have an accident involving a semi that has closed 5 Mile Road in both directions at Beck Road. It also closed Beck Road southbound at 5 Mile Road, so we're going to avoid that area if you can. Also on 696 westbound at Ryan Road, accident has your right two lanes blocked, and that's causing heavy traffic from Gratiot. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5022.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off. Than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark.
Student loan debt, it's a debt that can never go away. You can go bankrupt and the government will still force you to pay on your student loans. You can be 80 years old, like I met a lady, and she still has to pay on her student loans, even though she's on a fixed income and she'll never be able to pay it off. This debt is also costing us jobs, because think about it, our graduates, those who are motivated, disciplined, and ambitious to go to school and get their education, they're the ones likely to go into business to create jobs. But they can't do that because they're in so much student loan debt, they don't have the money to start their own business or buy a home or maybe even get married.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. My guest, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Mark, our mutual friend Brad Woodhouse, the communications director of the Democratic National Committee, was with us in the last hour talking about the bus tour. What I'm finding really fascinating, as Brad pointed out, Mitt Romney is, for whatever odd reason, deciding to go into some of the states that are having some of the greatest turnarounds economically that this president has been able to provide, and to do what, bash the president on the economy. It doesn't seem to make sense, Mark.
No, it doesn't, and I'm going to be joining the bus tour here in Michigan later today, looking forward to seeing Brad and several other folks. But no, it makes no sense. I mean, here in Michigan, we are enjoying a comeback because the president was brave enough to raise the auto, to rescue the auto industry. We've got a ways to go. Things are not where they need to be yet, but we're certainly going in the right direction. And we're certainly a long way from where we would be had Mitt Romney had his way and let the industry go bankrupt. I mean, he'd be touring a state full of, you know, shuttered auto plants and parts suppliers and everything else. Yeah, so it does seem to be a really very odd message for him to be trying to push, particularly in a state like Michigan, Tony.
Well, let's back up for a little bit. We had Lieutenant Governor John Cherry on the show a couple weeks ago, Mark, and we talked extensively about the No Worker Left Behind program. Where would we have been without that program, which, of course, was under the leadership of both the Lieutenant Governor and Governor Granholm? Without that program, Mark, where would we have been?
Oh, no. I mean, these kind of programs are very helpful. Last statistics I saw on that program was well over 100,000 workers had been retrained so they could take on jobs that were available in the Michigan economy but were going unfilled because we didn't have people who could fill them. So that program made a very important contribution. Of course, the governor, Lieutenant Governor Granholm and Cherry laid the groundwork for what's going on now, not only in terms of the auto industry, Tony, but also in terms of alternative energy. They were early visionary supporters of alternative energy, and that sector is really growing in the state now. We have a number of these battery factories scattered throughout the state. We see alternative energy companies that are producing solar panels and wind turbines and other kinds of infrastructure being produced. We see wind farms being erected here in Michigan. So, again, thanks to their vision in the very, very tough times, the dark times Michigan went through, that's now starting to pay benefits to all of us here in Michigan.
Well, it's interesting. The Wall Street Journal reports yesterday that the Romney campaign has just hired two of the leading architects of the economic plan of I lost my note. It was just in front of me. Anyway, he had just hired two congressional staffers from Paul Ryan. I'm sorry, Paul Ryan's staff that were the architects of his budget. And Mark, when we, you know, we were saying in the last hour, actually we're saying it every day, Mitt Romney doesn't stand for anything. But if you actually are paying attention to these announcements that don't get made to the press, this is happening because the press is looking for it, not because it's being offered to them. We do get an indication. We actually get, you know, there is a window into the mind of Mitt Romney because all he wants to do is bash the president. When we see him hiring Paul Ryan staffers for his economic team, what does that tell us that what we have to look forward to?
Well, it tells us, as he has pretty much said in the past, that he does embrace the Ryan budget. I mean, heck, Tony, over the weekend, he was endorsed by John Boehner down in Ohio. I think that tells voters everything they need to know, that that's the Republican agenda that he supports, which would, and of course, we all know the Ryan budget would really decimate Social Security and Medicare. Just gut a lot of important programs that are important to rebuilding this country. And again, you know, keep on this track of tax cuts for the wealthy, tax cuts for the rich, as if that kind of trickle down is going to help us. And as the president said late last week in Ohio, you know, we tried their policies for 8 years in the last decade, and it was a disaster. And why would we want to go back to that?
Well, why would we want to go back to that? That's the question. And this is not a question that I want Mitt Romney to answer. This is a question I want an individual voter to answer. And ask yourself that question. What is it about the 8 years of George W. Bush policies that you find palatable? What was it about those 8 years that gives us any indication that there's progress to be made by going back to that kind of legislating, that kind of leadership? And Mark, if people are going to answer that question honestly, and I do mean honestly, they have to know that that's going back. That's not looking forward.
No, not at all. I mean, look, you remember after he was reelected, one of the big things that Bush pushed was the privatization, the destruction of Social Security. Now, thank goodness we didn't go down that path, because that would have meant when Wall Street crashed, it would have taken, you know, the retirement of tens of millions of Americans down with it. As bad as it was, it would have been even worse if George Bush's plan had been in place. You know, we had tax cuts for the wealthy. We had wars being put on the national credit card, which added enormously to the national debt. People complain about the growth of the debt the last couple of years. It's nothing compared to the growth of the national debt under George Bush. So people need to take an honest look at what those 8 years look like, and they will see that while we're not out of the woods yet, they're certainly making progress and climbing out of the very deep hole that George Bush left us in.
Well, at the very least, and I think that this is a fair thing to do, I ask, again, because we need to talk to voters, and so I'm asking them, if you've not made up your mind, or even if you think you do have your mind made up, at least apply the same questions to the same candidate. So if you're applying a question to Barack Obama, apply that same question to Mitt Romney. But pay attention to the answers you're getting, because on one side, we have a president that's willing to talk about it. He's willing to let people disagree with him. He's willing to put himself out there. On the other side, we have a candidate that's just willing to talk about wanting the job, but that's all he's willing to talk about.
That's right. There's no plan, no vision there, except to take us backwards, Tony, to where, you know, we've seen George Bush has endorsed Mitt Romney. So all the signs are there for anybody who's paying attention. The hiring of these staffers, the endorsement by John Boehner, the endorsement by George Bush himself, that Romney would take us back to the disastrous policies of President Bush. And again, I think that's not a place where people want to go if they think about what that meant to them and their families and how we're making progress climbing out of that hole under President Obama.
Yeah, well, you know, we stop and think. I will never forget the 2 days after being endorsed by President George W. Bush, Mitt Romney was asked about that endorsement, and he wouldn't mention the president by name. What does that tell you? I mean, Mark.
No, I there's very few people that want to be associated with George Bush. It's kind of like he's been erased from the collective Republican memory because of all the terrible things that happened. And it was bad for them electorally, as it should have been electorally, because the American people were punished by those policies. And they, in turn, punished the Republicans at the polls in 2008. So you can see why the Republicans, starting with Mitt Romney, would try to put that whole 8 years behind them. But they can't. They can't. That's why we're in the current problems that we're in, and that's been a big part of the president's challenge the last 3-odd years to try to move us forward and get out of that mess.
Well, and certainly even the American people, as we learned last week in a nonpartisan poll, the Quinnipiac University poll, 68% of Americans still believe that George W. Bush is responsible for our current economic situation. 68% of those people, they're not all Democrats, Mark, that's for sure. We're out of time for today. I understand I'll see you at Black Lake this week.
Yeah, well, see you there as well as elsewhere on the campaign trail, Tony. Thanks very much.
You got it. Mark Brewer again with the Michigan Democratic Party. A quick break here. Chris Savage when we continue with Eclectablog.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Out to your roadways where we have an accident involving a semi that has closed 5 Mile Road in both directions at Beck Road. It also closed Beck Road southbound at 5 Mile Road, so we're going to avoid that area if you can. Also on 696 westbound at Bryan Road, accident has your right 2 lanes blocked, and that's causing heavy traffic from Gratiot. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jim Peterson, you just retired, so why would you want to step up into this role of candidate and ultimately, of course, with the goal of being elected to the state house?
Well, Tony, after watching this train wreck of a legislature and governor stumble from one anti-union thing, anti-worker thing, anti-retiree thing to the next, I couldn't not do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
There must be some sort of greed gene that prompts compulsive outbreaks of financial graspiness by giant bankers. How else to explain the chronic gouges, excesses, and scandals that we're getting from this one small grouping of humans? Their latest reach is into the pockets of low and modest income college students who need federal student aid to help with today's ever-growing education costs. For decades, this financial assistance has come in the form of simple checks written to the students by the aid program or administered directly by the schools. But of course, this straightforward simplicity begged the obvious question. How can Wall Street grab a chunk of this student education money? I know, cried the greed gene from deep inside a particularly inventive banker. Debit cards. Rather than disbursing the aid by checks, get universities to let a bank issue debit cards for students to use to withdraw their aid funds electronically. What a nice service. But wait, these are bankers. They don't do nice, at least not for free. Sure enough, the campus debit cards, cheerily emblazoned with each school's logo, have hooked more than 9 million needy students to an insidious fee system, ranging from 50 cents per swipe to a $10 inactivity fee. Yes, a fee for not using the card frequently enough. Some 900 campuses have signed card deals with such outfits as Wells Fargo and Higher One. These high-flying financiers grin from ear to ear as they line their pockets with tens of millions of dollars a year that they siphon from the public fund meant to extend America's educational opportunities. This is Jim Hightower saying, for information, including action tips, get a new report called The Campus Debit Card Trap by the U.S. PIRG Education Fund. Go to uspirgedfund.org. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
35 minutes after the hour. Yes, it is that time. It is that time, so let's get an intro and get this thing going.
Leading the charge for online truth and a vision that transcends the minutiae and delivers information that impacts us all.
There's plenty of folks out there that feel pretty strongly about this. Even though labor may not be formally involved, you know, I guarantee there's going to be a lot of folks out there that are disgusted with what's been going on with the Snyder administration.
Welcome back to First Shift, this week's blog roll.
The next hard part starts. We have to get people to vote for this repeal, and I guarantee you there'll be money flooding into other states to fight against it.
From Neglect the Blog, Chris Savage.
That's right, and back from Netroots Nation, back on First Shift today is Chris Savage. And Chris, I want to welcome you home and glad to have you with us today.
Good morning, Tony. Glad to be here. Well, pretty exciting day, huh?
It is a pretty exciting day, and, you know, plus it gives me a chance to say vagina a lot again.
Never a dull moment when you can do that.
No, I'm, you know, in fact, it's really funny. I was reading an article in the Detroit Free Press, and in the title says vagina monologues to be performed on Capitol steps in Lansing, and we're going to talk about that, of course, because you interviewed Eve Ensler extensively and exclusively at eclectablog.com. But before we go there, this article that I'm referencing, one of the things that it talked about is that some guy is supposedly showing up with cupcakes that have, well, some kind of decorated vaginas on them. So not quite sure what that looks like.
I have to say the thing I'm most excited about for today is the signs we're going to see and the costumes that people wear. I think it's going to be a lot of eye candy there. My wife is coming to photograph, so we'll have a full disclosure tomorrow on a collectible.
Well, and feel free to post on the First Shift Facebook page as well.
Gotcha.
Tell us a little bit about your conversation with Eve Ensler, and I guess we should let our audience know who she is.
Sure. Eve Ensler is the creator of the Vagina Monologues. It's basically a play that's a series of monologues, and yes, basically talking about vaginas in all sorts of ways, you know, and in all the aspects that one can talk about a vagina. And really her big message is that, you know, women have a lot of power, but they don't use it, and there are ways to empower women. And she's gone on since then to start this group called V-Day, which is working to end violence against women and young women and girls around the world. So she's been a true activist for a long time. She's just really eloquent, and She's been paying attention. She's out in California, but she's been watching what's going on here in Michigan. And when she saw what was happening this last week with Lisa Brown and Gretchen Whitmer and Barb Byram, she just, you know, it fired her up. And then sort of serendipitously, Carla Millark from the Performance Network in Ann Arbor contacted her about the possibility of doing this reading, and she just thought that was a fantastic idea. She's got a show opening literally on Thursday in Berkeley, but she had one day off to fly out, and that's today, so she's coming out to lead the charge. And they've got like 30 different actresses from around Michigan that are going to participate, and a lot of the state legislators are as well, the female legislators, so it's going to be a great event. Last time I looked, there was over 3,000 people RSVP'd on the Facebook page, and you know, she said that she knows people that are driving in 4 or 5 hours, people that are flying in for it. So I have a feeling we're going to see maybe a nice 5,000 people there today. It'd be great.
Well, that would be amazing. And again, this event is being titled "Vaginas Take Back the Capitol." For those of you that I guess have been hiding. Last week, Thursday, in the House, as people know, we had Lisa Brown on the show, Representative Lisa Brown on the show on Friday, Chris, and we talked extensively about what happened. She was basically shut down. Mark Brewer said she was censored, and I think that that's a good way to put it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question that that's true. Both she and Barb Byram. Certainly, we want to thank both Senators Gretchen Whitmer and Rebecca Warren for having the courage to speak up and speak out, not only for their colleagues, but for women everywhere. And Chris, let's just be mindful, no matter where you stand on legislatively, the issues that are at hand, the bottom line is people's First Amendment rights, of all things, to legislators, were taken away from them by basic greed and ignorance of Republicans who lead, or lack thereof. This
well,
is really
right.
confusing for me.
This has gone on. This has gone past now being about, you know, legislation to make abortions nearly impossible to get in Michigan, to a more fundamental conversation about, you know, can you really shut down the opposition in the legislature if you don't like what they're saying? And that's exactly what's happening here. So it's now gone from a discussion about, you know, anti-abortion legislation to, you know, more of a free speech thing. And, you know, this has never been done before. I mean, I quoted Bill Ballinger in a piece I wrote on the weekend about, you know, this is unprecedented. Nobody's ever done this before. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing that they decided to just shut down the opposition that they don't want to hear from. And, you know, they did the same thing when they did the hearings in the House committee about this legislation. They shut down the hearing before most of the people that were against the legislation had a chance to even talk. So, you know, we got a big problem here.
They do have a big problem here. And at some point, this is going to make its way in some form to the governor's desk. And then the governor's going to have a problem because he's rubber stamped just about 99.999% of everything that this legislature has put before him. Although he is saying that he's focused on the economy, and this certainly is not an economic issue. I don't trust this guy, Chris Savage.
He's not trustworthy in terms of, you know, doing the right thing on this legislation. I the way I put it is that the Republicans right now in Lansing are drunk with power. They don't, you know, they just feel like they can get away with anything, and so far they have, and you know, that's the part that it emboldens them, and that's the tough part for us, because we've got to figure out a way to push back without having really any power right now. So I think today, one of the things that Eve said in the interview that I did with her yesterday is that, you know, this is a, you know, I'm going to quote her. She says, I really think it's going to be the moment that we galvanize and really support the folks in Michigan, because you have been battered, just battered. And, you know, it's nice to know now that this is starting to get, you know, attention nationally, because Michigan has really flown under the radar in terms of what the Republicans are doing here. But, you know, she's been interviewed about this by the BBC now, so this is actually an international story.
Yeah, and I really want to, Chris, I really want to encourage people, and although you had posted it, I made sure I moved it to the head of the line on my Facebook page, because I want people to access this interview, and I want them to read it, and I want them to read it with an open mind, and then I want them to share it with people, because what Eve Ensler said throughout this entire interview was profoundly impactful.
Yeah, she's amazing. She really is, and you can tell that this is just part of her spirit is to empower women to, not just empower women, but empower people that support women being powerful, basically. You know, she says in the, you know, I asked her about, you know, the response that she gets from men for her show and for this type of activity and her actions. And, you know, she said that, you know, that men do, she said that when women get more freedom, men get more freedom. And that is, it's really important, in my opinion, for men to show up today to support and show solidarity, you know, for this cause, because we are all benefited from it, you know, when we're successful.
Well, there's no question that's true. And perhaps the suggestion of Representative Rashida Tlaib is something that should echo through the halls, and that is just cut them off. No more sex for you, dudes.
21st century Liz Estrada.
Hey, why not? You know, Chris, why not? Well, I'm sure that they're going to have a huge turnout this evening. I know that I will get word of it. I did find it interesting, and I know you saw it as well. We talked about it Friday, how Gongwert titled Thursday Vajayjay Day, which, for the life of me, just call it what it is, guys. It's a vagina. It's okay. We can live with that anatomically correct term.
Well, the best quote from the interview that I did with Eve actually was, if saying vagina is controversial, then the men that believe that need to look at what they feel about vaginas. You know, and that puts it all in one sentence.
Yeah. No, and I couldn't agree more. Let me ask you very quickly before we run out of time today, how was Netroots Nation?
Netroots Nation was amazing. You know, Netroots has, like, all these different levels. And for me, I go there for a couple of reasons. One is that we do this large service project where we assembled 150 care packages to send to people that are in the military overseas. But in addition to that, it's also a massive networking opportunity. So I got a chance to talk to Karen Nussbaum from Working America and, you know, connect with the folks from the Obama for America campaign and just, you know, hook up with people from all over the country that, you know, we have these friendships and relationships online, but it's nice to actually sit down and have a cup of coffee together or a beer together and, you know, get to know each other a little bit better. So, and then there's, of course, all of the panel discussions and all that stuff. You know, it's an exhilarating 4 days, and my wife got to go with me this year, so, you know, she got some fantastic photographs from it, and it was just a really energizing experience, and I really encourage anybody that's involved in progressive activism to try to make it to Netroots every year, because it's an impressive place.
Well, I promised next year I would be there, and next year I will be there, so...
That's awesome. Yeah, you could do live broadcasts. They have Radio Row there. You could do your broadcast right now.
Yes, I just, you know, and last year I had just started doing the show. It hadn't even been a month, so that would have just been too much to do that quickly. This year I don't have a good reason, so don't ask me, because I didn't have a good reason, but next year...
Will you be up in Lansing today?
No, I will not be up in Lansing today, unfortunately. When you get up the time of the morning I get up, sometimes, and yeah, and then I've got to travel this week, and so there's a lot going on, but
we'll watch a collective blog. We'll have photos and recap tomorrow, and I do really encourage people to read this interview. It talks a little bit about how the whole event came together and stuff, and you know how the power of people really working together on something can make things happen pretty quickly.
Read and share. That's the important thing. Read and share. Chris Savage, thanks so much for our blog roll segment this week. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
You bet. You have a great day as well. Let's take a quick break and we'll wrap it up. On the other side, we'll also be open lines for a little while. If you care to join us, do it. 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. One more, and then we're out of here.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register. Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Let's welcome Will in Milford.
I think this is a perfect example of what politics have put us in this country. Here we are, citizens, working every day, and there's these splinter issues that get us to arguing amongst each other when those above us who don't feel our pain are more or less in control of all the switches. Because we see teachers and they're in our community, and it's easy for us to make these opinions. While these other individuals, the rich, have already seceded from the nation, they live in gated communities, they go to private schools. They've already moved away from us.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Now,
here's First Shift.
All righty,
Tony Truppiano.
We're getting ready to wrap things up today. My good friend, our good friend, Christine Berry at bloggingformichigan.com sends a note via Twitter. Should have called it Vajace-Jace Day. I like that. Thank you, Christine. Appreciate the chuckle. 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let's quickly go to the phones and welcome Marty in Westland. Marty, what's on your mind today?
Tony, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for letting me on the air. You always do, and I appreciate that you give me a voice. That I work with the Tea Party and stuff, and
all right, well, what's on your mind today, Marty? Tell us what you want to talk about, buddy.
Well, first off, I am running for the 13th congressional seat
okay.
in the United States Congress.
No, see, Marty, you can't get. That's not what you said you wanted to talk. I appreciate you calling, but you can't lie to get on the air, and that's what you did. Don't call my office apologizing and telling me you only need 2 minutes because with you, 2 means 40. As much as I see you said, I appreciate you putting me on air, and then you lie to us. I can't do it, bud. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Wow. Jeff, you were right. You were right. Not that I didn't. If this is him calling back, God bless you. Anyway, for those of you headed up to the state capitol today, let me give you a little bit of information. The Vagina Monologues will commence, it's my understanding, at about 6 p.m., and they expect it to be over with by about 8 p.m. So that's not too terribly late. They are saying that they will have enough chairs for 1,000 people. So those of you that are coming, they said you might want to bring a blanket. There's a 30% chance of rain. What you need to be a little more concerned with is it's going to be very, very hot. And so the late afternoon sun is something you should be concerned with. So make sure you are hydrated. Bring water. Don't be drinking coffee. That's not going to help you. Bring water, and it should be an amazing night. And you do not have to be a woman to go. Certainly, you can be a man and go watch this amazing show. Unfortunately, I just the certain sacrifices that I am willing to make. One of them, if I were, as an example, if I were to go up to the Capitol to witness this, by the time I would get home, it would be well after 9:30 or so. And then, of course, to get up at 2:30 after that is just, I'm not whining, just explaining. I'm sure that we will have plenty of witnesses there, and that they will be happy to call in tomorrow morning. And they will give us their impressions of what happened. But it's going to be awesome. I wish I could go. I truly wish I could go. Unfortunately, just isn't going to work with my schedule. All right. There is a little bit more audio. Jeff actually found a good piece of audio that I wanted to share with you on MSNBC. Martin Bashir, who I like a whole lot. He's on in the afternoon. For those of you that are not familiar with him, because I know lots of you are working at that time of the day. I'm going to just play the audio, and then this kind of is indicative of something that we talk about on this show a lot. All right, so let me play the audio, and then we'll talk about it.
There isn't even a sense of respect for the office as long as Barack Obama is in it.
This is just so unprecedented and so outrageous that you have to ask the question, would the right wing be doing this if we had a white president there? The fact that the first...
You answer that question.
I think it's a very important question because I think that this is the first African-American president. We've never had a white president been told by the opposing party to shut up in the middle of a major address to the Congress. We've never had a president like this heckle so disrespectfully. We've never had this otherness treated afforded to any other president. And I think the right wing is going to have some explaining to do, because to me it seems patently obvious.
Well, yeah. I mean, Julian, not to their base, though. I mean, the problem here is that there aren't grown-ups sort of on the other side saying that this is out of bounds. There's no one. Everyone who does
Mitt Romney says nothing when a woman's called a slut and a prostitute.
Exactly.
So he's hardly going to stand up and say anything to this heckler, is he?
Yeah, and the treatment of not just this president as an African-American, but go back to Sandra Fluke, the treatment of women, the treatment of anyone who dares to not be a conservative, essentially. You're just treated as basically someone who's a non-entity.
And there isn't
anyone on the right who is going to stand up and say that's out of bounds.
And that is the point. Nobody is on the right is standing up and saying that's out of bounds. In fact, what the people on the right are doing, what the leadership on the right is doing, is they're saying, let's see how far we can go, and then dot, dot, dot. At least John McCain had a set of stones when somebody called the president a Muslim and that he was dangerous, that he said, no, that's not true. He's a nice man. He's a good family man. At least he had the stones to stand up and do that. Mitt Romney doesn't have the stones to do that because Mitt Romney just doesn't recognize when there's an opportunity to be a leader. He doesn't understand that. He just doesn't. He's pretty. The best thing I can say about Mitt Romney is that he's pretty. Well, some people think he is. Jeff and I had this conversation months ago. He had sent me something, and I said to him, did you read the comments after? And he went, no. And I said, yeah, go on over and do that. And there's these women, oh, my God, he's so handsome. He's so beautiful. Did you see his beautiful hair? And Jeff said, well, you know, don't be such a partisan. Take a step back. He's not a bad-looking guy. Okay, so he is pretty. I'll give you that. So's Obama. Obama's a nice-looking man. I'm just saying, it's not about what you look like, right? Whew. Okay. I just want to, once again, thank our friends at the Communication Workers of America Local 4050, 4090. For their support of First Shift. And I want to remind you that the workers at AT&T are fighting to hold on to the American dream. But to do that, they have to make sure that AT&T will do some hiring. Because what they've done is reduce their workforce, forcing our union brothers and sisters at AT&T to work harder under very difficult circumstances. The customers, you and I, deserve better. A lot of us... our AT&T customers, because they are the only union option. That doesn't mean they're the good stewards of collective bargaining. AT&T is a very successful company. Listen to this, $20 billion last year in profits. They should be leading the efforts to help restore our economy, not turning its back on their workers and the consumers and communities that have made them so successful. AT&T workers are standing up for all working families. I know that's true. And they want to continue to do their job well, but they need help. We're asking you to please stand with us. If you go to ATT.com, tell AT&T that you support quality service and quality and a quality workforce. Would you do that for me, please? Again, this message is provided to you from the Communication Workers of America. Very quickly, there's an event coming up to support Congressman John Conyers, a fundraiser. It's joined us for a jazzy fundraising party in Palmer Woods on Sunday, June 24th from 4 to 7. If you want more information, because it's at somebody's private home, and I'm not going to give that information out, if you want more information, well, I got it here somewhere. Go to pdamerica.org, pdamerica.org. All right, we've got to get out of here for today. Anthony and Jeff, thanks so much for what you do. For all of you, if you'd like to contact me, Tony at thetonyshow.org. We'll be back tomorrow, and as always, I ask that you be well.
ATT 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, we have an accident that has your right lane blocked. That's involving a bicycle. It's on 696 Service Drive eastbound at Evergreen. Also causing problems on Evergreen Road northbound at 696, where your right lane is also blocked. Also, 5 Mile Road is closed in both directions at Beck Road. And Beck Road southbound at 5 Mile is closed. That's due to an accident. And we got slow traffic on 696 westbound between Gratiot and 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 90 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 73. Tomorrow, 97 and partly cloudy. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
This is Detroit's.